Blog Talk Radio.
Party every day, and I'm feeling
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
What is going on, America? We are back in the building on the recap show. It is Monday after this long trip. You know, I am not in Atlanta, Georgia yet. I have been out of the country. Not country, but you know, I'm going to say country. I have been out of the country for like 11 days. I at home. I am in Chicago. Still having fun. So that means recap show in Chicago all this weekend. And everything is going today. Basically, I'm actually in the movie theater again in Chicago in another. So we're in them still if they're watching the movie, and it's ending right now, so they're on their way out. That's exactly where I'm at. So I'll let everybody know what I'm doing before we get down to the nitty-gritty. But you know, it's a lot to talk about Facebook this weekend, from the recap show of the weekend from Marco Ball. And they had a little mini ball afterwards. So both of the balls were being phenomenal, but we had to talk about the ups and the downs and whatever on the recap show. So basically, you know me, I have to find something to talk about because I'm in the middle of my vacation, so I'm trying to find things to talk about. But there was one thing that I thought I did want to talk about, but I'm going to leave that for 15 minutes into it. And I know the lines are going to be really crowded. We're really having fun with those different. I wanted everybody to know. Think about the ballroom. Exactly. But, get down nitty and gritty. Why when I was... why when we were coming to the movie theater, it was a man in the middle of the street, naked with a pair of underwear and a Superman jacket. So I didn't know... I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I was like, wait a minute, Ray, look. So he's like basically in the middle of the street with underwear and a Superman.
Itsy bitsy spider.
Switchboard is really trying it. But yeah, so I was actually gagging because this man was in the middle of the street with, like, and it's really cold in Chicago. If you don't know, it's not really cold, but the wind is so cold that that's why they call it the Windy City. So this man is mentally in going in circles, swinging around, talking about, just screaming. And he had on nothing but drawers and a cape, bitch. It's not a holiday. It's not Halloween yet. So I was like, bitch, what is wrong with him? So we walked towards him just to see what was wrong with him. And we really couldn't know. I think the child was just basically like mentally going to something because she was just in the middle spinning around in circles. So I just don't know what her problem was. But yes, Switchboard, he's with me. So stop trying this, okay? But let's get down to the nitty-gritty and go straight to New York City to the family and see what is going on in New York City. So let's see the legendary Mother Kelly, Ms. Ryan.
Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What you say?
Hello, 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 hello. So what is going on in the NY?
Trying to eat these cheese dogs. You be coming on too early.
I be coming on too early? You be coming on too early. When I'm home, I could talk about more. But see, I was running out of the movie theater and everything because, you know, I've still never been home in my 12 days or ever, however long I've been running around.
Baby, you need to talk a little longer, bitch. I'm trying to eat these fucking cheese dogs,
see,
honey.
When I'm eating, the girls be like, Andre need to stop eating. So your fat ass need to stop eating. And honey, when radio on, you don't eat either.
Baby,
we both don't eat.
Baby, I have to eat. I didn't eat all day. I was working all day today. I had to work. I had a long day. I had to get out. I had to get out and run around.
Kelly.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly, you know who this is. Please eat before 11 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Oh. I even know who that is. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard the voice of the other switchboard that does the show also with us. Oh, my fucking God. I'm gagging at it. These cheese dogs is everything, honey. I just knew Andre was going to talk down. I put the cheese dogs on. I said, okay, Andre, I talk for about 15 minutes. I get a chance to eat these motherfucking cheese dogs, bitch, and, you know, I'll be all right. You said
cheese dogs. You took one cheese dogs that's cheese dog. That's like a hot dog with cheese on it? A cheese
It's a hot dog with cheese in the inside.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said one like cheese popcorn or something.
So every time you bite it, it's like somebody's busting in your mouth.
Go off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Child. Yeah. Oh, but you know, they was good, honey. I had to take a bite out of that. Somebody sent me some tea about the ball in Baltimore. I didn't make it there.
What was?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? Hello?
What happened with the ball in Baltimore?
I don't know, honey. When we take a commercial break, I will skim over. It's a long list. You know, okay, this is what I'm going to tell the girls, right? When you have tea and you have gossip and you have recaps about balls, please send it to me between 9 and 10:45 so I can have time to skim over it and see what I'm going to use out of the tea and out of the report to put on the show. Because when I'm on the show, me trying to read stuff and doing stuff and switchboards cursing me out, buzzing me and all types of shit, it just ain't gonna work. I had two sexy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is 10 sexy? How many 10 hot dogs you had, bitch?
I said two.
Oh, I was gonna say you had 10 hot dogs, bitch, and you said that on air?
No, I had two. Okay.
You got room for about 8 more.
No, honey, the cheese dogs, they fool you up really quick, you know, when they explode in your mouth.
That sounds real nasty.
No, exactly, Andre, I said the same thing to somebody today, right, that it sounds really nasty, because you know the lava cakes from Domino's, right?
Yeah.
Somebody that was at my house, I'm not going to say who, but somebody that was at my house was describing it to somebody on the phone, and they said, yeah, did you ever taste that lava cake from Domino's? And they gave me, no. They gave me, you got to taste it. It's real good. It's chocolate, and it has this all this chocolate filling inside it. It just busts in your mouth. And I was like, that is so nasty to sit here and tell somebody it just busts in your mouth. Okay. Like,
I think I was there when they said that.
It happened the other day, but then somebody else said it today. And I was like, oh my God, how you gonna sit on the phone and tell somebody it just busts in your mouth?
Lava, it just busts in your mouth.
Yes,
lava,
it just busts in your mouth. Honey, I was gagging like, oh my God, TMI. Honey,
what's that kind of thing? You did.
Hey to everybody in the chat room, all 36 people that's in the chat room for now. How y'all doing? What's going on? Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, but let's not waste no time, honey. You know, I can't wait until 11:30. Between 11:30 and 12, I'm going to have hot topics, honey. And it's definitely a lot of hot topics that's definitely going on around here, girl. You know, I be gagging every time. You know, every time my sister. Can you hear me, Andre? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay. I don't know why, but every time Jasmine has a ball, it's always some scandal whenever this lady has a ball. Because, baby, when I tell you Only thing I'm going to tell you girls, just be here at 11:30 because I'm going to give you some tea. We have some surprise categories and surprises coming. Some surprises coming. It's just going to be crazy about the collections ball. It's going to be off the fucking chain. But Switchboard, let's not waste no time. I called her earlier. She didn't call me back. I left her a message. I don't know where she at. But I hope, hopefully she's on the line. Go to the other side of the Bronx and bring Jenny from the block on.
Jenny on the block. Jenny on the block.
Children, girls, women, children, men, go work in some domain. Everyone's got to make a living.
Hello, yo. J-Lo, yeah, yeah, yo, yo, we off the block.
Hello.
Hey, Jenny girl. Hey, Jenny girl.
Hey.
Where was you at today when I called you?
Huh?
Where was you at today when I called you?
Well, my mother had called me yesterday, and she, you know, it's fall, so she called me, and she made me promise her that I was going to go get my flu shot and all that today. So I had to get up early and go do all that, and, you know, being at the doctor can be all day.
That's right.
So then I came home, and then, I don't know, it's like when you get a flu shot, you feel horrible.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, so... But other than that, I just want to give a birthday shout-out to Marquise Revlon. He had his birthday this weekend. And my grandson, David, and also Miss Beverly Johnson.
Oh,
all
yes!
All part of the Libra committee.
Yes, Miss Beverly Johnson's birthday is today, honey. Happy birthday to Miss Beverly.
Happy birthday, Miss Selvin, bitch.
And Marquise.
Miss Beverly Johnson's birthday is today, honey.
Yeah.
What you
want, if you want to come on in, so we can wish you a happy birthday. If you want to call in, you can call in, and we'll wish you a happy birthday, you fat cow.
Donna, what you all weekend?
Me? What all weekend? Well, we went to Gina's birthday ball on Friday. That was really nice. Had a good time.
Yeah, that ball
was Benji Cunt. Yeah, it was Benji Cunt, you know. And Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? I think I slept because we got home really, really late.
I didn't get no sleep after Gina thing. I headed straight to the airport.
Oh, you didn't stay? You didn't stay for a minute? You left?
I went right there, and then I waited for a cab, and then the cab came, and I flew and got on the 8 o'clock flight and was in Chicago by 10 a.m.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was with Ray Ray and Q, flat face and the flat face wife. And,
hey, Ray Ray and Q. Oh, so you're with okay. Hey.
I'm with the ooh. Yeah, I actually been down here since, so you know I miss my bed. I want Atlanta, Georgia, so I can't
oh,
wait.
Oh, that bed, yes.
Yes.
But I definitely want to give a shout out. We have definitely a new mother and a new father in the Midwest over there in the Ohio, Kentucky, Cincinnati area. Larry LaPerla, he used to be a LaPerla, 007 LaPerla. He's now the overall father of the Midwest, old Kentuckiana area. And Erica Kane is the mother for Kentuckiana. So I just want to wish them all the luck in the world with that.
Well, you need to turn... Honey, you need to turn that window up in that car.
Oh, no, we're getting in the car now. I'm so sorry.
Well, baby, okay, that
better.
Wind in Chicago is
split.
Hello?
Go on.
No, she played NC Gypsy Spider. You know,
but
Switchboard is really trying my patience.
I have Texas, honey. What is going on?
Also, congratulations to Slim, Keyshawn, and Lil E. Mizrahi for winning Twist at the Revlon Bowl this weekend in South Carolina.
I know, that's right.
Ow.
And I definitely want to give a shout-out to my Atlanta crew because I heard they turned it and went to South Carolina and ate it down. So, you know, big ups to everybody, all of Mizrahi that won out there in South Carolina. And
yeah,
I miss Sean and Mama D, and I miss all the Ku Klux Klan. I miss Gail, too. It seems like I've been away for a month.
I heard they couldn't take your daughter in Baltimore this weekend, Andre.
Which daughter they could not take?
The realness one. I heard they couldn't take her in Baltimore.
Oh, yes,
this weekend.
We have. Honey, please.
Oh, no, bitch, you better put it out.
No, I would not. No, honey, the girls will see her national weekend meeting, weekend. Okay. On other news, honey, Michael Haynes and Joseph Ebony presents Club Life. It's opening back up. The club is opening back up Thursday, October the 1st, back in Harlem on 125th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. The grand opening, honey, and the grand opening starts with Beverly Johnson's birthday bash back in Harlem. I think that's this week? Yeah, that's Thursday. That's this Thursday. Be there, girls. The club is now open back up. So, girls, let's
ready
to motherfucking party. No, it's at a different place, right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
So, girls, let's get ready to motherfucking party, honey. It's definitely going
to
get hot. But on other notes, since we're recapping, they gave the very Cayenne Escada ball, and Baltimore this weekend was so, so late. It was like a kiki function, and they had 20 random girls on the panel. Oh my God, what the fuck is going on? I'm not going to get into all the other details that they gave me about the ball, but it was just late, and they said it was like a kiki function. How you doing? Yes. So, Andre, how was the rags to trash?
The rags to trash. Now, why would you? Truthfully, the rags to trash was phenomenal. It's not. To me, I think Marco did a fabulous job. I think she gave out her money. I think she had a cute crowd. And basically, she didn't even really gain that much money from it because of all the drama that so many people put her through, so she couldn't sell liquor and this and that. And she still had a phenomenal job and gave out her money. Then the next day, they had another ball that was really cute. So this weekend was really phenomenal to me, meaning the ball went through, all the categories went through, and all the cash gave out. So that means it was a good ball to me.
Okay. Well, I definitely do. I definitely do want to hear what all the callers have to say, you know, because, you
I heard the ball in Baltimore was cute, though.
They
you
said the ball in Baltimore was late.
I heard it was nice.
I didn't know that
Ray Ray came and won mini grand for Marco Ball Runway. Sitting in
oh, Andre.
Was eating it. The wig was sky blue. Was
Andre.
What?
Tell Ray Ray that Ray Ray needs to pick up the phone and make that phone call, because if he doesn't make that phone call, they're coming to turn him out on the radio.
Oh, he heard you. He's on the phone. So
okay.
He heard everything he said. So when it gets to his number.
So, Ray, you need to hang up on the radio and make that call, because they said if you don't call them, they're calling the radio.
I know that's right. And give a shout-out to Flatface Q over at Midwest Father. He was sitting for Best Dress as well as Father. They both was eating it. Got to be a little late, one of them, but they both was eating it. And Erica was sitting in the name of Jerusalem. But that was cute. Who's supposed to be calling for, I'm going to call that lady, Ray. I would
love
to hear that on the radio.
Oh, Mistang, I'm gagging at these 14s, Mistang, that beat this child, Mistang, these black boys. What is going on with the children and all this violence and beating the children and everything? I'm really gagging. Oh, they killed him. Oh, my God. And they have, I have to watch this clip after the show is over. Oh, my God. It's crazy. 16-year-old honor student. Oh, my God.
She got beat?
Yes, on the news. Oh, my God, I'm gagging. I'm really gagging. That's crazy, honey. So you ain't got no tea, Andre?
Say that again?
I said you ain't got no tea?
Oh, no, I really had a comfortable weekend. I don't really have tea like that. It was very comfortable. even the after party, it was really comfortable and the girls was having fun. It was a lot of people from Atlanta and a few, really Atlanta and around the Midwest area came out to the ball, but it was really a good one.
It happened last Thursday in Chicago, and everybody's hitting me up telling me I need to watch it. I can't watch it right now, but I'm definitely going to watch it after the show is over, before I get back into Big Brother. I'm definitely going to watch it because I'm catching up on all my Big Brothers. Andre, I have a whole new season of Big Brother, and I have been watching her.
I'm not there with you.
And I have been watching her for the last 2 days, nonstop.
Yeah, that remind me of what was the name of that movie when she? I think it was Soul something. When it was lost on the island, and I got it from Jasmine, and I watched the first season and the second season. It was Lost. Yeah, that's the name of it. Lost.
Yes, baby, it's everything.
I kept watching it and watching it. But I get you a headache watching stuff and can't change the channel.
So Jennifer, you ain't got no tea?
But I don't know if anybody ever been to Chicago. I love when we drive past Oprah Winfrey's building, bitch. It's sitting in the name of Skyriser, and it's blue, and it's I know, just past it. Yeah, and it's really, really eating it. It's really hot. So every time I go past, I wave and say hi. But you know what would be fierce? I have to say this. It's a joke because I love Oprah and I don't never want anything to happen to Oprah. But I would be scared after 9/11 to live in a building that way. I'd be thinking a plane might just crash into. You know, she's the last top. They say her apartment basically is the last floor in the high riser. So, and it's blue, a window. So basically, the plane, because she could be watching TV and the plane just hit her, bitch.
No,
oh, Andre, please, Andre.
I think of stuff like that. Put me on the first floor. Not, she looks like she's on the 100th floor. Like, that's really, really high.
I'm sure Oprah have all kinds of protective stuff protecting that building from miles and miles away.
First of all, we thought that, too, with the two planes, honey. You never know what.
Yeah, but they didn't expect that, though. So I'm sure now
they won't
expect.
No, no.
I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Lollipop in the chat room. What, bitch, I live. Heroes is definitely back on. They had their season premiere last week, Monday, 2 hours, and came back on tonight at 8 o'clock. Heroes is definitely back on for the girls.
Yes,
that love watching Hero. And all you girls that love watching Ugly Betty, she'll be back on October 9th on Friday. And she's also a 2 hour premiere. Honey, baby, the shows are coming back on. Smallville is back on for all you girls that love Smallville, bitch. My shows is on, bitch. I'm getting
and
my
all you girls who like looking at the constant gossip, Desperate Housewives is back in effect.
Yes.
Definitely.
Big Brother doesn't come back on until next summer, TJ.
Oh,
yes.
I did get some tea, bitch, and you was trying to stop me from orking this. I'm saying that.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Doesn't the thing try to, whoever the girl is, it's in your house.
What?
And at the ball in Philly. I mean, in.
But they will see her, baby. That's your baby. Honey, they will see her when she gets up here.
Well, I forgot her name, but they tried her. Well, not they. One person tried her, I guess, on the panel or whatever.
They'll see her when she hits New York. She's coming through. She's coming through full force when she gets to New York. Honey. Oh, we got 2 minutes left to, you know, until I drop the bombshells on the girls, honey.
I got a slight bombshell, too. But I'm going to bring it up in a slight way because I don't want my daughter to think I'm talking about her. And when I bring it up, I want my daughter to call in so she could, you know, tell the tea. Because the girls, like four different girls called me with this one tea. So I just want to see what it's about because I don't think it's right because I know my daughter and she wouldn't do nothing like that. But I still have to bring it up because it's for the public and it's in the public's eye.
Okay, well, Andre, spill it, honey. It's that time.
Your daughter.
Hot topic.
Okay. My daughter is Marco Herrera, and she lives in right. And Mark, if anybody's listening, please tell Marco to call in. So when I bring this up, I want her to defend herself because these are what the girls are calling me, telling me. First of all, Marco, I do agree that your whole ball was phenomenal. I like the ball and I like everything about it. But four different girls told me that you'd be setting it up. This is what they said. Now they said anytime. it comes down to a Herrera, you would make up stuff. Like, for instance, the $1,000 that they said you waited to the end of a category when no one knew it was $1,000. Then you seen Angie won the $1,000, and then you said somebody donated $1,000, but you just only did that because some Vogue, what, Evolution? Yeah, somebody from Vogue Evolution donated $1,000, but you never said nothing about this until your daughter won. So they was like, there was never no such thing. They don't think that no one ever donated anything, and you just did that so she could be in a $1,000 club. So I don't know if that's true, but too many people is calling me saying that it is true. So I just said I'll bring it up, and Marco, please call in and let us know what's going on with that, okay?
That.
How was the ball itself, period? Honestly.
The ball was good, though. The ball, yeah, honestly, I enjoyed the ball. I really did. Honestly,
did
I enjoyed
you enjoy the ball, or you enjoy your company?
All of her categories. I enjoyed my company, too. But I enjoyed the ball, definitely. And I enjoyed all the categories. She gave out all the money and everything. It was really a good ball.
Andre.
Yes, Kelly.
Did you skeet, skeet, motherfucker? Skeet, skeet, got there.
Was it at?
What the fuck is skeet,
skeet?
And if you did, I hope it was at the bus stop.
Oh, ski skeet, motherfucker. Oh, ski skeet, goddamn. Yes, well, honey, breaking news, honey, for hot. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back down. Yes.
Jasmine Couture presents the Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realness for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with a $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The After School Cat Fight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/ Jasmine's Collection.
We are definitely back on the air. Don't forget your mini grand prizes for that night. It's European Runway, open to all, $500. Twisted versus Sister, $500. Butch Queen Face, $500. Fem Queen Face versus Big Girl Face, $500. Team Realness, $500. Be there or be square. The doors open up at 4 o'clock. The ball is going to start promptly at 6 o'clock. And on other news, honey, in the hot topics, honey, well, it seems like every time my sister has a groundbreaking history moment, the girls always have to have history moment at my sister's function. So, it's a lot of baby when I tell you my sister be on the phone with the girls and Miss Thing, and the girls be calling in Miss Thing, and the girls be calling the reserve they tables Miss Thing, and like motherfucking houses that's been like houses we done buried 6 feet under and did not think they was going to come back from the dead Miss Thing, they are arriving Miss Thing, and they are buying tables Miss Thing, and they are coming out and they're crowning new mothers and they're crowning new fathers Miss Thing. I'm not gonna put the houses names out there, but just know, girls, it's to be in the building because new mothers is coming out, new fathers is coming out, overall mothers is coming out, bitch, and it's going to be some motherfucking shit, bitch. So, bitches, you better motherfucking be there because it's definitely going to be a ball you don't want to miss, honey. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be on time. I hope see you there.
You can't miss this one because I got a few positions is going to be filled in the house of Ms. Rahi that night.
And best dress is not a team category for everybody. It's a single category. It's just calling for Mr. and Mrs. High School Fashionista. It's not a team category.
It's a regular category. The Butch Queens versus the female figures. One winner from each sex, one cash, honey. So, bitches, y'all better be there, bitch, because the girls are debuting, honey. So y'all need to be in the building, bitch, honey. Honey, well, you know, can I give a little rundown? I'm not gonna give the people. Okay, I'm getting confirmation. I'm writing. Well, I'm not gonna give you the girls because you know I do know the names of the girls that are definitely going to be switching and joining other houses, but I'm not going to give you the names, but I'll give you the house names for you girls. The House of LaCroix is definitely debuting new leaders. The House of Revlon is definitely debuting new leaders. The House of Mizrahi is definitely debuting new leaders. The House of Extravaganza is definitely debuting new leaders. The House of Ivisu is definitely debuting new motherfucking leaders and their motherfucking house. And I have the full roster and roll call of everybody and every title that they're going to be in, but I'm not going to spill it because you're just going to have to pay your $30 and wait to see it at the motherfucking ball. Yes, got it, gut. What you said?
You spill it any other time.
Honey, oh, and the House of Ebony, and the House of Milan. Oh, my God, since we're talking about, oh, bitch, work, honey. Since we're talking about the House of Ebony, bitch, all you girls, call your girlfriends. Get your girlfriends on the motherfucking line, bitch, because I'm about to drop you another motherfucking bombshell that I just get over this motherfucking weekend, bitch. Mm-hmm. We all the way at the end of the motherfucking month, about to go into October, bitch. But I have to take you all the way back to the beginning of the motherfucking month when I recapped the Ebony Ball and Atlanta, Georgia. So all you girls in the chat room, I hope you're motherfucking ready. No, I'm not spilling the names of those girls that's switching houses, that's switching in the name. Y'all going to have to pay your $30, Miss Thang, and come to the ball, and you're going to have to see. Okay, now let me take you back to Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. And this is not, and I'm going to say it's rumor because, you know, because I know the girls to call in and get firm or denied. The key is that the House of Ebony did not have the $7,500, and they knew in advance they was not going to have the $7,000 for the category. And the reason they did not have the $7,000 for the category because they was calling around to each and every female femme queen that was walking the category, and whichever femme queen took the lowest bid for the money, Bernice would have gave them the vote, and they would have won. And so Ms. Didi was the lowest bidder with $4,200, and that's exactly why Ms. Didi won the category. She never got $7,000. She got $4,200 because she was the lowest bidder. Got it? Good. Let's get the motherfucking drama motherfucking started, bitch. If you're definitely on the phone line, you definitely want to get up here and definitely recap this weekend or talk about the gossip that I just put out, or if you have some names of those houses that I gave you that you think that the girls are switching houses, feel free to definitely press 1 because I'm not going to give you no tea from the names of the list that I have. You have to pay your $30 to see, but, bitch, you can definitely call in and spill it. I don't have a problem with you spilling it, but I'm not going to. So feel free to press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring you up on the line. How you doing, well?
Hit me up on my DVC 2006. I'll spill it.
Yeah, sonny. Baby, it's
coming
out. Hey, yes, baby, you know, honey, baby, please, honey. I be working all weekend. It be so crazy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, and I have breaking news coming from an icon in the House of Ebony, baby. So I guess they must be coming on the line. But, baby, you know, I just be sitting here and I be, my weekend just be so crazy.
You be into your shit.
Well, my weekend be crazy because, you know, I be trying to do the movies and dinner and stuff with my husband and, you know, and then do the house stuff. and then, you know, try to clean my house and then try to work and do everything and then do the radio show. Girl, I tell you, bitch, I need to get me an extra battery for my side. I need to get me an extra 2 batteries for my sidekick, bitch, because when I go outside, my sidekick usually lasts all day when I leave out my house. But ever since I do the radio show, my batteries don't last. But say so much tea be coming, and I be copying and pasting it and forwarding it to my email address. It be crazy, bitch. I be gagging, honey. And then when Monday comes around, honey, all day Monday, honey, I gotta keep my sidekick plugged up on the motherfucking charger, cause it be so much shit coming through, bitch. How you doing?
How you
doing?
Yes. Baby. Well, switchboard, do we have any callers? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who says? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Marco? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Marco?
No, this is Amari.
Oh, can I please speak to Marco, please?
I'm not around Marco.
Oh, you're not around Marco? Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, he wanted me to speak for him.
Oh, he wanted you to speak for him? Yes, yeah. No, when we get in contact with Marco, we need to speak to Marco directly.
I'm sorry, you said what?
I said, there's no way we can get into contact with Marco. We need to speak to him directly. He's on everybody else's radio show. Why can't he come up here and speak for himself?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Honey, it's no shade. It's no shade. Marco's on QView. Marco's on the red carpet. Marco's all over the place. Why Marco can't come up on Tenzo Chop and speak for himself? What the fuck, bitch? You can sit and you can sit and be interviewed and everything on everybody else's show. Why you can't come up here and speak for yourself? You have to send your kids to speak for yourself. Your kids didn't rig shit. You did. What the fuck? Switchboard, do we have any callers? Bitch, oh my God. These girls is really killing me with their motherfucking bullshit.
Your fembot
like,
now?
Huh?
Isn't she a femmy now?
Miss Eggs, fem what?
My name is Ivy. Maybe if you address the right, she'll come on.
God.
I was going to say, y'all not going to attack my daughter, honey. I like
Miss
my
Egg,
daughter. And y'all.
I'm going to attack you. Oh,
I'm not going to attack that ass you in a motherfucking
that
thing.
Answer is...
Girls stay together, but we're
hold on, we have a caller. 313. Oh, hold on. 313-473. You're on the air on the recap show. Oh, excuse me, 313-743. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Okay, hello, are you there? Okay.
Good reading.
Okay, I guess not. Next caller. But I just got an IM that just came across my screen, and they said Kanye Escada is going to be calling in, so I addressed his wall. You know, I can only spill what what comes across my screen. Yes, honey. Yes, bitch. Yes. Work, honey. Work for my icon girlfriend. Work for my icon girlfriend. She's listening to the show. Work, bitch. Okay, switchboard, can I have another caller, please? Honey, baby, it's a lot, honey. Tonight is definitely going to be a long night with some scandals and teas and all types of things and shit, bitch. 443-938, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
How you doing? This is Pork Chop. I want to know what the fuck was going on at the ball at the Paradox.
Oh, so tell me what was going on at the ball. You was at the ball at the Paradox?
bitch, they tell me that them women got the fighting. Ooh.
I heard that the girls was fighting and cheering it down and everything.
Yeah, the Illuminati's was fighting the Cornish cow.
Oh, no. Child, what happened?
I'm still working on it.
You was there?
Okay, well, you get the tea, honey, and you call me back, honey.
I most certainly will. This pork chop, and you know I have no problem telling it.
Okay, pork chop, call in, honey. So let me know, honey. Yeah, I forgot the girls are funny. And mind you, let me tell you. I don't know what that was. But let me tell you, bitch, I had a whole bunch of tea because I was out today, you know, when I was running around today. My sidekick died, bitch. But I had a whole bunch of motherfucking tea that happened over this weekend in D.C. They got sent to me by our anonymous donor, sent me some tea about D.C. this weekend. And D.C. was full of a fucking mess this weekend, but the tea got erased out of my sidekick because my sidekick went dead. So, baby, as soon as my anonymous donor hit me up with that tea again, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, I'm definitely going to spill you the tea that was going on in D.C. this weekend with the Balenciagas, because it was some tea about one of the twins and dating little Rodney and fighting and all types of madness and shit that was going on, honey. But when I get to the root of the situation and get that tea back up in my phone, honey, trust and believe, honey, I'm going to... Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to spill it to you, honey. Hold on. 646-922, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 646-922, you're on the air.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what's going on. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, Kaylee, how you doing?
Hi, who
this? This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Kelly, I will never, ever go to Chicago to attend any of those fucking shady-ass balls because they are a mess. About 2 years ago, I went to a ball to walk a category, and, of course, it was rigged. The ball started at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the ball ended probably about 6, and then they never got to none of the categories. The ball was chopped, and I always said I would never, ever go to Chicago, and it was a Herrera ball, ever, because he's a mess.
Oh, girl, you...
mess.
Well, I stayed home, honey. I stayed home in my house, honey.
I will never support any balls in Chicago no more. And now that you said that that ball was rigged, I wouldn't be surprised. Chicago is so late. No shade.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Keisha.
Bye.
Next caller, please. That's my girlfriend, Miss Keisha, all the way from BK.
But you know what? What kills me with people, if you don't really know if a ball is rigged, you know what kills me? If a bitch loses a fucking category, they act like it got to be rigged. Come on now. I was there, and the ball was not rigged. To me, it wasn't. Now, people might have won that you felt that shouldn't have won a category, but that's not Marco's fault if a bitch win a category and don't deserve to win. The judges is the ones that give scores out. They kill me when somebody don't win a fucking category and want to take these balls and run with it and act like it's the promoter's fault that they did not win. Not saying that's her problem, but she sound real bitter to me because there was no reason, period, for her to say what she said.
Okay, hold on, switchboard. I'm going to go to that caller. But, Andre, let me tell you something, Andre. Hold on 1 minute. I'm going to say something to you in a minute. Hold on. I have to get another house phone. This one is dying. Hold on. Give me a minute. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Okay, you know, and I had to make sure that this one was working. My phone was going dead. But when you have somebody like Miss Marco that has, well, I know that's your child, whatever, you know. You know, that's supposed to be my sister, you know, just like Jack Hassel kids, that's supposed to be my brothers or sisters or whatever. But when you have somebody like Miss Marco, and from my opinion, when the last rags to riches that I was in Chicago, and every time I chopped a bitch that was a Herrera or wasn't a Herrera mistake, and she brung them back and then had the nerve to get on the mic and tell me this is her ball, she can do what she wants, I believe exactly who whatever callers that called you and said that she really
should. But if that's the case, I understand what you're saying. Maybe people learn from the mistakes because she didn't bring a motherfucking soul back at this ball, and everybody
was
shocked. Yeah, no one she brought back.
Mm.
And I was on the panel the whole night.
Mm. Well, just like she bailed Miss Skittles out of jail last year, Miss Thang, to win $1,000. But gag, Miss Roxy came and won $1,000, honey. And she ran Miss Skittles outside.
Okay, but this is a kiki, too. Now, this is a kiki, too. That lady had the right to bail Miss Skittles out of jail. Bitch, that's her daughter. Regardless if she bailed her out, first of all, Skittles is a vulgar, just like everybody else. If she didn't win, okay. Skittles vogues, Roxy vogues. If Roxy is my daughter, and if Roxy went to jail and is a ball tomorrow, I'm going to bail her the fuck out so she can walk, too. So tell me something that it sounds like Marco is in the wrong for, because she's not in the wrong for what you just said.
Baby, let me tell you something, honey. I ain't bailing no bitch out of jail and walk no motherfucking ball.
No, first of all, she bailed her out of jail because that's her daughter. She bailed her out quicker because the category was coming.
Okay.
Either way, she's going to bail her daughter out. If I went to jail, bitch, if you don't bail me out, I'm wanting you.
Baby, 678-754, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla? He coming after me if I don't bail him out of jail. Honey. 678-754, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Andre.
Yes.
I have, so is Marco legend?
Marco's up and coming. I couldn't stamp Marco's legend until Marco starts traveling more out of state and walking more categories. He's definitely up and coming legend to me. That's my opinion.
678-754. Yes. Wait, hold on. 678-754. You are the air of the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you are the air.
I've been saying hello for the longest. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, Andre, what's up, Kelly? This booty.
What's
hey, what's up, Boots?
Man, I'm just calling. I'm going to stay on the phone long, but I just called to say I had a wonderful time in Chicago. I want to just congratulate Marco on a successful ball, and I just don't know how someone can rig up a ball. I just don't see that, because first of all, especially when I'm judging, if I don't see it, if I pick the person who I think should have won, that's what I'm going to pick. I don't know how in the hell you can rig up a ball. I'm girls can say this and that, but I just don't see how you can rig up a ball, and I just, you know, and these
that's
are all
that's
money. Hello?
Yeah,
that's just something that's not
something else
what they wanted to win.
And there's something else I want to correct you on. Dee Dee got all her money. She did not get $4,200. She got $7,500 right there in her face. And it's on DVD. If you look at the DVD, it's no $7,500. She got all her money. If you want me to get her on the line, I can get her on the line
you. I have Dee Dee's number also, Booty, and I could definitely.
Okay, I think you should have called Dee Dee first to see if she get her money before you guys just throw shit out on the radio.
Listen, nobody's not throwing nothing out. Nobody's not throwing anything
out. Yes, you are. Honey. You're throwing out that and trying
booty,
to make it seem like the house of Ebony did not give us any money, honey.
Miss
Kelly, girl, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you shouldn't.
First of all, Booty, okay, listen here, okay? I know exactly what I'm talking about because this is from sources higher up in the house of Ebony, now that the girls are motherfucking bickering. So if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, please don't come up here with half-ass motherfucking shit. Next call,
ooh,
please.
Where's Booty?
He's gone.
Uh-oh.
You see, you try to give the girls a motherfucking, you try to give the girls an inch, but saying the girls want to take a motherfucking yard.
Hello.
Hi, Kanye.
How you doing?
Hey, Kanye.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just sitting chilling.
Well, the girls have been IMing saying your boy was late. It was 20 girls on the print, 20 random girls on the panel. Girls was getting chopped that didn't deserve to get chopped. Girls was winning over girls that didn't deserve to get the win over. What's the tea?
Well, first of all, there wasn't no 20 judges. There was only 11 judges. Some of them were replacements because people couldn't make it because of the rain. Or one, I know one house for sure had to go. They went to Chicago because their house chose to go to Chicago. There were some people who didn't deserve to get chopped, but that's the judge's matter of opinion. It's not mine. It's, I can't judge my ball and throw the ball. That's basically about it.
Well, y'all heard it here, and the girls were giving the rain, and it was late. And it was fighting. Who was it? It was some fights or something going on?
Well, the perception I got from everybody that I've been around and I've seen it actually from the red carpet as well, everybody is saying that they enjoyed themselves and had a nice time or whatever. It was a good turnout. It was a successful ball. Every category was finished. All the cash was given out. Yes, there was a fight, but the fight was outside of the ball, after the ball, as everybody was exiting. So, I mean, I really didn't know what was really going on until after the fact when we had the after party. So I didn't really know who or what happened until after the fact.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for definitely calling in and giving your side of the story.
No problem.
And that's how it's supposed to be done. Anybody that has a ball or anybody that don't like anything that is said on this radio show, whether I like you or whether I kick it with you or anything, this is an open forum for anybody to call in and voice their opinion on what they have to say. Not nobody else to come and voice opinions for somebody else. If you bitches can sit up on other motherfucking radio shows and you can talk on all the other radio shows that's out there on the air, bitch, the madness starts here, bitch. Finish the madness here. Don't take it no place else and finish it when it starts motherfucking here. Next caller, switchboard.
Wow.
Mm. 312-479. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Switchboard. Hi, Andre.
Hi, Ray.
I enjoyed myself at the ball this weekend. I don't know. I guess I'll talk to you behind the scenes, Kelly. But I just,
why?
I'll talk with you behind the scenes. It's not something I would want to say on the radio, but I'll talk to you behind the scenes. But I just called in to support the show, and the ball was really cute. I enjoyed myself. And I was pleased with the turnout. I was pleased with everything. It was just a fucking hot, like hell. It was hot in there. But besides that, it was a very good ball, a good turnout, and I enjoyed myself. Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
Hello? I enjoyed myself. It was a cute ball. But y'all have a good night. Kelly, I will be calling you after the show.
Yes.
Hello, why are you so quiet?
Hello, Ray, what was you saying, Ray?
I said, y'all have a good night, and I will definitely be giving you a call after the show.
Yeah, you don't call me, honey. You know who you need to call.
I've already called my baby's mother, if that's what you're talking about. I've already called her, but I'm going to call you, too.
Okay. Well, you make sure you do it. You make sure you text me Q's number.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Bye, Ray.
Whew.
Okay. Next caller, please.
The gaze, the gaze.
Baby. Uh, 404-839. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hello?
On that radio show, they need to stop.
Hello?
There's motherfucking information.
Hello.
Yes. Kelly.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is the Godfather for the House of Ebony in Atlanta, Naquan.
Yes.
And I don't know who came and said anything, but Didi got all of her money that day. that night in front of everybody. So whoever is making up these rumors, please leave the House of Ebony alone. We don't bother no fucking body, and they need to stop fucking with us. And congratulations to Marco. I'm still in Chicago, and I had a nice time at his ball.
Okay.
I'm still here, too, and I had a nice time, too.
Wow. I have a nice time. I have a nice time at any function I go to, bitch, and, you know, and they finish all the categories. You know, what the fuck? How you doing, bitch? Yeah, you know, but, you know, you definitely do got to congratulate her. You know, she actually did finish all her categories at her ball, Miss Thing. Whether it was rigged or not, which I think it was rigged, but she did finish all her categories. So you definitely do got to give it up to her. She definitely did finish all her categories. But my opinion of the situation, I think it was rigged. But she did finish all of her categories. Okay, next caller, please. Oh, my God.
This radio be getting the bitches in the uproar. They pussies be
baby,
tight.
I mean, the girls be queefing. The girls' pussy be queefing, honey. Hold on.
Me as well as it go for everybody else. Please don't let this ballroom take you up there. Whatever anybody got to say, regardless if we're going to like it or not, say your opinion, let it go, and keep it moving. It's not that serious.
Wow, honey. Like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, it is definitely confirmed, okay, from up above, not a mother, not a father, not a godfather, or any non-crickety rickets in between. It has definitely been confirmed from a higher icon in the House of Ebony.
Ooh.
That Miss Dee Dee.
There's only one icon?
That Miss Dee Dee got $4,200 when she won. And this is confirmed from a higher power above. How you doing?
Well, you know what? The only way to really make, if that's a true story, the only way that really could be true is if the icon came on here and said it his motherfucking self.
How many icons are there in the House of Ebony on
there? Well, Switch.
You have Boy, you have Stewart, you have, who else in there? You have the father, the overall father from
Andre.
Texas, that's three.
Andre.
You have Derek, that's four. You have you have a few icons in that house.
Okay.
Hold on, 678-830. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Miss Kelly? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Who's this?
This is Norman Project from Atlanta. Me and Kanye Project.
Hey, Norman.
What's up? Hey, Andre. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to give a shout-out, let you know I'm listening and stuff like that. Keep on doing what y'all doing.
Okay, Norman.
Yes?
Norman, you was the one that came up and promoted your ball before the Ebony Ball in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, you was the one. Why wasn't the Prodigies at the Ebony Ball? What the fuck? Y'all said that they wasn't boycotted. Y'all said the Prodigies wasn't boycotted the Ebony Ball. I didn't see no Prodigies in the building. What the fuck?
There was Prodigies there and stuff like that. But me and Kanye, we worked for Trash Atlanta and stuff like that, and we had our own thing going on that Sunday night. We threw a party at Dreams. Used to be the Old and All Alive. We had Kerry Hills in there. So me and Kanye was doing other things and stuff like that. And we talked to Tim Ebony and let him know what was up. We sorry we couldn't make it and stuff like that. But it was Friday there from Atlanta.
Okay. Well, are you going to be in New York in three weeks?
Yes, we're coming up.
Okay. I can't wait to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. That's Norman Prodigy. That's Norman Prodigy all the way from the Big A. How you doing, Switchboard? Give me the next caller. Sonny, yes, Sonny. You know, it's Mother Night Madness, Sonny. It's always, you always got to start the show off with a fucking, you always got to start the show off with a bang. Godfather Ebony, you're back on the line. How you doing?
Nothing.
Hello?
Godfather Ebony, you're back on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yes.
Yes, now what icon told you that?
Oh, this is confirmed. This is confirmed. This is confirmed, T, from a higher up, higher than you in the house of Ebony. An icon in the house confirmed this.
Okay,
I guess four icons in our house. Well,
you
have to take that up with your house. I'm only
telling you. Icon?
I didn't get the icon's name. I just, he said
it was because I was right there when the money was handed out.
Well, babe, I don't know what to tell you, but they get the way that you.
And I'm one of the ones who helped Gates Ball, so I know $7,500.
My switchboard said, "Did you count it yourself?"
Yes, I did. If you...
Ooh. Well, my switchboard said that's lies. So I don't know what to tell you, baby. So 312-840, you're on the air on the weekend show. How you doing? Oh my God. 312-804, you on the air on the weekend show. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
Hi, who this?
What's up, Andre? This is Milan.
Hi, Milan.
Hey,
what's going on?
I was calling. I'm just going to change the energy a little bit. I was calling because I was just watching some stuff, and I really do want to ask Andre a question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When do you think that you're going to make Laomi a legend? I know that I remember when she first came out, she walked as a Dolce at the awards ball in 2003, and it is now 2009. And for as far as Swim Queen performance for the last 5 years, at its most, drag's performance, and when she crossed over to Swim Queen performance, at its most, it has been all about Laomi. And with her taking her career to the next level and bringing the ballroom scene to another level, as you know, as opposed to when you did it, when I've never vogued on TV, but you know, just her, Pony, and all of them. I really do think, you know, that between Laomi and Berlin and Prince, those three people, as far as voguing is concerned, should definitely be legends, especially before somebody like Marquise. And I love Marquise, but Prince and Berlin should have been legends way before Marquise was a legend. So I just want you to elaborate on that, and I really am really calling on behalf of Laomi because I really do think she really deserves it right now. So, and you can elaborate.
Okay.
I'll let go and just sit back and listen.
All right, for me to answer that question, that's your opinion, and I do understand you when it comes to all of them. Now, let me break it down. Berlin, I agree. I feel that Berlin Day is definitely coming at one of the balls near you. When it comes to Prince, I feel Prince has at least a year or two more to go. That's just my personal opinion. When
it comes Prince was voguing before Berlin. Prince was voguing before Berlin.
This is my personal opinion. I don't care if Prince was voguing before Berlin. It's what you leave and where you travel and what you make out of your name. And I feel Berlin name was, to me, a little stronger than Prince's. I feel Prince's name was out there. I don't want to take anything from Prince. So, but please, Milan, don't take anything that I say personal.
I didn't say Milan. I said the house of Milan.
Meaning,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
Anytime you bring up the kids or any kids, and you don't, they don't hear what they want to hear. People take it personal, and I don't want no.
Right,
you're right.
Opinion.
But at the same time, my opinion, I feel Prince could have traveled a little more than what he did. I feel that he definitely was known and did what he had to do. But I feel that another year is for Prince. Well, and I do feel Vogue Evolution helped him more. And when it comes to Laomi, I feel the first 2-3 years with Laomi was a little dry. When I say that, it was a little dry, meaning she was making her name. After that, the last 4 years, she dominated them from drags to femme queen. So to me, I give her a year, too, and that's just how I see it. Now, I do feel you, though. I feel you where this made a stamp with her, too, with the Vogue Evolution, with the television, because now that pushed her name further than where it came. So I'm not the type that... You know, I don't ever want to be the type that's
oh, they, she's getting it because she's a Mizrahi. Or
no, no, no. Wait, wait, wait. Wait.
My
point is, and I'm not a Mizrahi, and I've been a Givenchy, but I've never been a Mizrahi. My point to you is that I know that from my understanding, it takes a 3 to 5 year time frame for a person to become a legendary for their particular category. It also takes them to be well known in every state, a household name in every state, as far as their category is concerned. It also, they need to leave a stamp and solidify their performance and leave people coming behind him. When I say Laomi, and this is talking about Laomi, when I say Laomi in general, before this Vogue Evolution shit even happened, when I tell you every person that has came out since about 3 years ago has incorporated everything that she does into their performance. Like, if it's not their entire performance, but she changed the whole concept of what performance is with the extortionist performance and even though it was dramatic, it was still clean, it was still precise, the precision. I just feel like Laomi in particular definitely, in my personal opinion, if I had the power to, you know, dignify or make her an overall legend in every state, you know, I would do it because I just feel like out of all the people that I've named and all the people that I've known in this particular performance, with the exception of you, she is definitely the next person. And this is the first femme queen that has done what she has
and
done.
And I agree with everything you're saying. The only thing I don't agree with, Milan, is years ago it was 3 years to 5 years. Now it's 5 years to 8 years. Why I say that is because it's 1,000 balls and you can't.
I got you with that one. So you're saying it's 5 years. And you know, I come from the old school, so I've been out since 1997. So I was in a 3-year to 5-year frame. She's been out since 2003.
Yeah.
It is now 2009, so it's been 6 years. My question on top of that is, how did you, skip over, first of all, Prince came out in 2004, and I remember her and Jamal voguing against each other. It was Legend, Stars, and Statements, and she did the first 18-count spin that the ballroom has ever seen, and she did it against Jamil, and she wore him out, and ever since then, and then the battle, she even came down to Atlanta a couple of times and was performing, went to Miami, New York, back and forth. I think those are three major cities, and she even came to Chicago a couple of times. So I think she has done her thing. Berlin came along in 2005, 2006, and skyrocketed and started battling. And then what solidified Berlin is when she won over Prince and in New York at the Awards Ball and became the first $1,000 Vogue femme. So I think as far as the timeline goes, I think definitely it should have been Laomi is definitely now. Then Prince, then Berlin, and I think all three of them are now, but I just don't understand how Marquise, Jennifer, what I'm saying is I don't see how you skip, and that's Runway, we talked about performance, but I don't see I don't see how we skip over those three people and put Marquise into that entitlement before those three people. Let me be clear. I'm not saying I disagree with Marquise being a legend. I've never said that. I'm not saying I disagree with his legendary status. I'm just saying that those three people definitely at this point, and I'm not trying to make everybody legends, but these three people are people who have turned it and have been turning it, and I definitely think it's their time and they're just due this year, period. So that's just my opinion. And I do understand what you're saying as far as from 5 to 8. So if we go by the 5 or 8 rule, Andre, Laomi has been walking.
This is how I decide for who I want to be legend. So everybody can know when it comes to whatever category, this is how I decide. I feel if you came out in 2004, right? That first year, except for Amaya or certain people that just come storming, because it ain't that many people that come storming and you're just winning the first time you ever walked. Am I correct? It ain't that many.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So the first year or sometimes 2 years, you getting to earn your craft and know your craft. So I don't really count them years. So that's why I say 5 to 8. So in the middle of 6 to 8 or whenever, you are going to be stamped in. But that's how I go about it. I don't know how everybody, like, when 5 years come, okay, you're a legend. No, I don't really go by that. Then I go by everything that you already said, how many times you won, where did you create over, who did you win over. how big is your name? You know, all of that you go by too, but that's what I go by. I don't think count the first year, because the first year, nobody know who the fuck you are. I don't give a fuck if you're in the house of blog, bitch. You're one of them that's trying to win over others unless you are one of them. And to bring up one more issue, how many people we know that get named legend before another bitch that deserves it? This is a part of life. How many people won an Oscar and we felt somebody else should have won an Oscar before that next person? How many people became icons and some people don't deserve icon, period? So
I
know, that's always going to happen.
I am 100% in agreement with you with that. But what I'm saying is, all I'm saying, I'm 100% in agreement with you. All I'm saying is that I'm bringing the recognition to the people that
yeah,
I feel like
and I
deserve
you,
it.
I feel
and
that.
I'm not, and you're absolutely right. It's been plenty of times when people became icons. I can name a few. It's been I can name one in particular because I'm not going to go there. I can name one in particular for icon. I can name a couple for legends, and I can name a couple for legendary. But my point is to you that I'm bringing a recognition to the people that
well,
I definitely
well,
feel
on,
like.
Since you opened up the topic about who you think should be legend and things and everything, and, you know, you're a solidified legend, honey. Now, why hold your tongue, Miss Thing? Who don't you see as an icon and who you don't see as legend? What the fuck?
It's nothing about my thing. I'm gonna say it. I'm a grown man, and I was.
I wanna know the T.
I can speak for myself.
Hold on. I wanna know
okay.
the T on who you think shouldn't be an
when
icon.
You get a chance, put Ray back
Ray,
in.
Hold on. I wanna know who you think shouldn't be an icon or who you think shouldn't be legendary. Or I'm going back to reading the girls tonight, Miss Day, because I was on a rampage. So
well, I don't want you to go back to reading anybody. I just feel like, you know, when you say icon, and I think icon is a very powerful word. And I, you know, even though I don't always agree with Kevin, I honestly feel like Kevin is an icon. Even though I don't,
and
honestly,
I agree
you know,
with you 100%. Kevin is definitely an icon. Definitely. And me and him don't agree right now, but you can never take anything that he's done in this boardroom. He's an icon.
He's definitely an icon. And when you say Andre, that is no need to even discuss it. Stewart, no need to discuss it. Dre, Sanaya, no need to discuss it. It's just certain people that I just cannot, for the life of me, and I've been walking balls for almost, this would be probably my 12th year if I continue walking balls. This would be my 12th year walking balls. And I only can remember one ball that I remember distinctively of a person winning a category, but how did they, because of the time spent, when I think of an icon, I just don't think of the time that you've been in the ballroom scene. I think of the contributions.
I want to know this person that you.
I mean,
that
I'm just
one ball and one.
It's plenty of people.
No.
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
not. Listen, hold on. Jackie,
you're not gonna put my son
on
spot, girl.
And we gotta. It's no shade. I don't want Jahira to take this as shade. But if we're gonna be complete, and we're gonna be politically correct, we're gonna save that for Thursday night on Q View. Baby, this is about shade and gossip and reading the motherfucking girls. So pick the motherfucking name the fuck out there.
Okay, well I didn't call here for that. I called here to talk about Laomi Prince in Berlin. Those are my opinions on those three. I really do feel like they should be legendary right now for their categories beyond a lot of other people.
So that's all I have to say.
I love y'all,
I agree with you with two of them, where the legend status is coming straight through in a ball near you soon. But one of them, I don't feel that way. I don't.
Which one?
Well, honey, we're not gonna stick on that legend status, honey. I wanted the dirt, honey. I'm not going. I wanted the motherfucking dirt. I wanted the dirt, honey. I'm about gossip and scandals and everything, bitch. I wanted the dirt. First of all, my Q, we're not going to do this. First of all, I'm not trying Q View, okay? I said if he wanted to be politically correct, he could go to Q View and do it on Q View. No one's trying Q View. I want the gossip in the dirt. He said he don't see icons, he don't see legend. So I want to know, Mistake. Okay, I want to know the motherfucking team. Nobody's trying it, okay? So please, girls, don't try it, okay? Because we're two different type of shows, like Jahira just said in the chat room. I want the dirt, I want the gossip, and I want the mess, because I don't give a fuck what any motherfucking faggot in this motherfucking ballroom scene think or motherfucker say about me, because at the end of the day, bitch, I got to pop the piss in a window to throw it out, and all my motherfucking bills is paid on the first of the motherfucking month, so I don't give a fuck. Next caller, switchboard. Buddy, baby, yes, thank you. Next caller, no, no,
And if I'm right, Marquise been voguing many, many
Marquise
years.
Marquise has been voguing since 1990 came out.
Many, many years. So
since 2001 he's been voguing.
Yeah, so he's been voguing for 8 years straight.
A fool.
It might have been 9, if I'm correct.
Yeah. And he's consistent. He's not a microwave.
In 97. If that boy started voguing in 97, then bitch. It's 2009.
And he's not a microwave. He puts his whole effort into his effects and everything, and he brings it.
That's the same time Malone came out.
So
Marquise, and it's no shade, like I said. It's always going to be somebody that gets a status before somebody else, or somebody going to feel
the
like
the whole thing,
the
but
service,
you know what?
Marquise put Baltimore
like
on the map.
But you know the whole thing.
The
and
bottom line is, they will get their status when it's due time, and that's the bottom line, period. And no shade, he brought something to the light. One, she's a femme queen, and she's the first femme queen that ever stamped Vogue, bitch, ever. Stamped it around the world on TV, Laomi, right now. She's the only one that stamped it worldwide, not stamped it like in the ballroom or stamped it in corners. She stamped it. The only fucking butch queen. No shade. I mean, femme queen. Sorry. I said butch queen.
But the whole
queen.
Thing is
the only
thing,
femme queen that stamped it.
Let me tell you something. The whole thing is, everybody, and it's no shade to Milana or anybody else. Everybody's worried about Laomi being legend or when is she going to become a legend. Laomi really gives a fuck about being legend.
But that's what you're supposed to do. Give a fuck. When you don't give a fuck, Kelly, it comes to you faster. You don't have to worry about ever.
Because I talk to her all the time when me and her talk, when she was here before she, you know, was going back and forth from LA and stuff. I talk to her all the time about like, girl, you're gonna be legend real. So she tells me all the time, I don't give a fuck about being no motherfucking legend.
But you know when I knew she stamped it, and y'all can sit here and say my head is big or whatever. When it comes to voguing, and if I say Laomi vogue with me, I'm proud. Why? Because I know I stamp performance in every part of the country, TV-wise, everywhere, and I feel the same for her. This lady could stand by me anywhere, bitch. Yeah.
But I knew the YouTube videos,
right.
The YouTube videos and everything that was going around with her all over the place, bitch. And when she went to London, and she went to, when they flew her to London, they flew her to Jamaica, and they flew her here, and they flew her there, Miss Thing. It was all cute, bitch. I knew she stamped it. I knew she stamped something, bitch, last year on America's Dance Crew, bitch, when those cunts did her move,
exactly,
bitch, in that
exactly.
move.
That
I
was
did,
the first time
right there,
I think
right
she stamped
there,
it.
Right there,
last
right
year before
there,
she got on TV on America's Dance
Crew. Before she got
Dance
on the show
Crew.
And those cunts did the Laomi on the girls, I knew right then and there that my daughter had arrived.
Yep, that's when she stamped it, right there. Yep, that's right. And I don't take nothing away from, and you know what, these are the people that, to me, that really stamp performance worldwide. To me, it's only 4 individuals, and I might be missing somebody, but if I am, y'all please bring it to me. I mean, stamped it. No. Let me finish. These are the people that stamped it worldwide to me. Willie Ninja. Worldwide, they knew he was a performer from every aspect, from TV to this and that to that and this. Jose Extravaganza. Period. They knew him for performance in every main way. Andre Mizrahi, they knew me for performance from movies and TV and everywhere. The bitch I am. And the last one is Laomi. Everybody else, wait a minute, might have did a segment, but they don't know them exactly like that. It's a difference. I think Pony made a difference, But Pony is more hip-hop performance. The first time he ever vogued on TV was with Laomi, voguing like that on the weekly thing. They did one, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to take that from him. But they never did it with you. The Coca-Cola commercials, they don't even show like that. Why?
It wasn't supposed to be shown here. It was supposed to be shown away. It wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. So that's not everywhere that's hitting it, then. Am I correct? Wait a minute. Let me break something down to you. And I'm not being shady to Pony because Pony is phenomenal to me. As well as Deshaun is, too. But I'm really being serious. If this commercial was only played across country, America cannot see it. When you do a movie, if you do TV, that's everywhere in every country and every TV, it's worldwide. That's a complete difference. That is real life.
Okay,
I know
Switchboard,
that.
Do we have any more callers? And we got to hold on because, baby, listen,
yeah,
to the buzz. Hold on, Presti. New
don't get me
right.
I'm not saying
everything.
But it's in other countries.
Okay.
When you do a commercial, it's from that country.
Okay, hold on.
It's still phenomenal. You have to give them credit for it.
Switchboard, do we have any callers? Honey, and I have so many IMs. I have so many fucking IMs that is coming across my screen right now. I think my computer is about to crash. So, girls, please stop IMing me. I'm going to try to get Milan back on the line because, baby, my girlfriend is deaf. My girlfriend listens to the show, and I know she's listening. And so many girls IM me, and they gave me the icon name that they think Milan is talking about. So, Milan, you need to call in because the girls are IMing me down. 347-426, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Andre. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey,
Andre, I have to comment on something about Pony. And
okay.
Something we missed. Okay, you got to give the boy a lot of credit because you forgot. Let me finish. You forgot that he's a choreographer. He has paved the way for a lot of these up and coming dancers. He has did shows to show them how to dance. He also was in a video. Remember that video with that girl? I don't know if she's a femme queen or a real girl. He was in that video. So he has...
I know who you're talking about. That's the first Mother Zion. Okay. No, I know that. Now, let me break something down to you, baby. Let me break something down.
I'm not finished. He has done a lot, too.
Okay, go ahead.
He has done a lot. And don't get me wrong. I think by him being on the TV show, it has helped him with his career.
I agree with that, too.
But someone made a comment that he has... I think even Pony can say he has... stamped it as well, because he has thought outside the box, and when he brings this category, he brings it.
Okay, I mean, I can't fault you for your, you know, for your that's the way you feel and your opinion, and I thank you for that. Now, this is the point when it came to Pony me and Pony was lovers, so it's no shade, period, and I know Pony as well as Pony know me. Pony has stamped choreography in the hip hop world.
Right.
For voguing, he haven't stamped it to me.
Okay.
That was the opening for him for, he's been voguing. Don't get me wrong. He stamped it in the gay scene. He stamped it everywhere. Everywhere.
Right.
He made his name. He's a legend for performance in voguing. But for regular dancing, he's known for regular choreographers and everywhere. So he has stamped it everywhere for a choreographer. But if you just talking about voguing, who stamped it, meaning worldwide to me, them are the four names that comes up to me.
I got you. I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Andre, you ready to go off? Hello? Andre.
Yes, I'm sorry. So many people talking to me in so many different ways. I'm still.
But say they need to shut up. You're working right now.
Okay, what's going on? I'm cute.
Okay, are you ready?
She is correct. Even though you don't like it, she's correct. Go ahead, Kelly.
Wow, baby.
Jennifer, who was saying something?
The chat room.
Kelly.
The chat room. Are you ready to go off? The girls in the chat room gave the very ponies more worldwide than Andre would ever be.
Oh, and truthfully, I could accept that because that's their opinion. See, that's the see. They think I'm gonna go off on something like that. I go off on personal things. Talk about my dog. Talk about my family. Talk about something like that. You know, that's personal. If you feel that way, that's the way they feel. As long as I die when they say Andre has stamped something, I'm fine. Regardless who they feel is better than me, regardless who they feel is worse than me, whatever, I'm cool with that. Next situation.
Okay. Next caller, switchboard. Malad, you're back.
Hello?
Yes, you're back. Malad, you have crashed my computer. I'm trying to reboot my stuff back up, but you crashed my computer, Miss A, because the girls are IM it. The girls want you to spell the name, Miss A, and they sent me the name of the icon that you are talking about. But I'm not going to spell the name because that's my girlfriend. But so you need to spell
the name.
Well, I think the more important thing that we're talking about tonight is not really about who I see and who I don't see or whatever the case may be, because I think there's a lot more important and more imperative things that we need to deal with at this point. My opinion is just my opinion, and I, you know, that's just how it goes. I think really it's not really about that. I think the argument that we're having right now is really about. And my point was not to bring up an argument or talk about icon status or legendary status or whatever. I think we need to get back to giving things to people who deserved it and who are starving for it and who work their ass off for it. I think sometimes we overlook things because, I don't know, maybe somebody is throwing something in certain people's faces and bugging them and X, Y, and Z, but we skip over the talent. And I think that's what we did.
And sometimes, and I agree with you, Marlon, sometimes we skip over talent because there's so much talent. When it ain't people like you or me to throw out a name for other people to see it in their face, sometimes if they're not in your house, you don't be thinking of that. You know, if you think about it, Marlon, I'm one of them icons that cares about the scene and want everybody to get what they deserve. So if I'm the only one like that, I ain't going to say the only one, but I'm one of them, and if there's not a lot of us, I'm dealing with 500,000 names thrown at me. You get me?
Right.
So
my
brain is not that large to remember all these names, especially if they're not in my house. So I got to go by what's in my brain and what I can remember until somebody throw a name at me, and then I can try to do research or try to see where they at in their field.
Kelly,
can I say something too about the pony situation? I'm really gagging. Like I'm really just shocked to hear. You feel that Pony has not stamped it as far as performance is concerned. I know exactly what you said.
Okay,
listen,
so please explain
if I'm wrong
first before you.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And if I'm wrong, please correct me.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that I feel like you said that you don't feel like he has stamped it worldwide as far as performance,
okay.
But he has stamped it in the ballroom scene, and he has stamped his choreography outside of the ballroom scene. I disagree with that because as far as the ballroom scene is concerned, the POCC balls and some of the major balls that he has walked put him on another level, and his choreography, I think, came about from his performance. I think also, he was on the Pepsi Cola commercial where he was voguing, and even though it was not played in the United States, it was played overseas. It was played in Mexico. It was played in Europe. It was played in Australia because, you know, it was something different for them. And I don't know why it wasn't played in the United States, but it wasn't. But it's still something that makes his performance being on a worldwide level.
Because it was only tape to tape over there, just like you never saw the commercial with Beyonce Pink and what's the name either. Because
right.
It was
but
taped.
But no, first of all,
just,
you can't
hold on, wait. I'm not
going to bring up Beyonce Pink of one of them because they're worldwide.
Yes.
If they
okay,
do commercials wherever, they're still worldwide. Don't bring their names up, please.
Okay, and just like, you know, for instance, like if, you know, I just feel like Pony definitely. Maybe not in your eyes, because that's fine, because like you said, we all have your opinions, and I respect your opinion, and I do actually adhere to what you said with those four. If you were going to name just four, then yes, but if you were to name five, then I feel like Pony should be in that five. But since you said you were only going to name four, and those are your four,
but
I think
Pony No. The only reason I named four to me is because worldwide. And that's the thing that's breaking me down. To me, I think he's worldwide a choreographer that came out of here because I've known him with Ashanti, and I've known him to do this and to do that and to do that when it comes to hip-hop. But I cannot break that down when it comes to performance. The only thing I can break down is what he's done in the boardroom. You cannot tell in one commercial that was overseas. If you could bring the history of him voguing somewhere on television or anywhere, then I could say okay.
But how could you say
okay, this is just me being an antagonist because you already know why
okay,
I called
but wait,
it.
Hold on,
let me say this. Go ahead. Being an antagonist, but how could you say Laomi then and not Tony? Let me finish. Because both of them were on the same TV show. So if you want to go with credentials, you would have to go lean towards more Pony and Deshaun because Pony and Deshaun both were on America's Best Dance Crew, and they also had a commercial. So they had a little bit more than – and let me be clear with you about one thing, too. America's Best Dance Crew is only showed in America. It's not a worldwide thing. It's not played in Australia. It's not played in France. It's not played in Mexico. It's not played in these other places. If you want to see, you got to go to YouTube. So to say the least, you can't say one thing without saying – the whole picture and saying everything about all of them because I think sometimes you're concentrating on and I think you're concentrating on the fact that she's a fem queen and that's why you brought her in.
No.
Okay, well,
I'm going to after I say this, first of all, when I bring up her, it's a difference because they was doing her on the TV show 1 year before she even got there. Am I correct?
Right. You're absolutely right. Okay. I saw it.
It was doing her little
Laomi on them hoes. Laomi on them hoes. Laomi on them hoes.
Yeah.
Even Beyonce did a Laomi move. Beyonce did a Laomi move.
That's one. So that means her name was circulating then. Then Missy Elliott caught her herself for her to vogue in something before she even got up out there. When they finally did get on TV,
I listened to
Shane and what he said. You're a star. You're an icon, basically, in the underworld that you have built. We knew who you was before you came on TV. A star told her that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, from all of that, and then every time they showed her face, she got so much life from the stars, and what they said to her, what the world was feeling about her, that's where it came from.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's why I said that. It was nothing to do with Fem Queen. She could have been a rat, honey. I'm just saying, and nothing to do with Fem Queen.
No, and if you, when you broke it down, and when you broke it down like, and when you broke it down like that, I do agree with you.
Hold on, okay? Because this is the recap show, right? We're not gonna stick here on Pony and Laomi and stuff because now I'm getting aggravated because now. By bringing this topic up, the topic was cute at first, but now the girls are going to start reading, and then I'm going to get really nasty, and I'm going to get really mad, so we're going to change the topic, and we're going
to
go on.
Okay, before we change the topic, I promise Ray Ray, I wanted him to say one thing before you change the topic, okay?
Okay.
It's not, Milan, it's not to say anything bad about Pony, and don't take what I'm saying about you. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but as far as Pony is concerned, this is not no shade to Pony. I've known Pony since he was a little boy. But we have to remember that Pony's style of voguing came from Mystery, style of voguing. Laomi is her own style. She's perfected her own style from the way she vogues. She's not doing anybody else's interpretation of vogue. She's doing her own.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's
I agree. I can honestly agree with that,
right?
But well, let me say this. I can honestly agree with you to a certain extent, but I also have to say that Laomi's characteristics in her performance does have a very strong similarity to Allura's. So I can't really say. I think everybody took – I took stuff from you. I took stuff from Armani. I don't know who you may have took. I know Andre may have took stuff from, you know, seeing somebody doing stuff and you incorporated to your performance. But, you know, I think everybody played their role and played their part. And I just think sometimes we overlook the people who played their role and played their part, and then we go underneath them because of, you know, maybe my best friend is the overall father in this house, and there's not enough Revlons or there's not enough Khans to be making legends because it's all Mizrahis. Well, if all the Mizrahis are turning it the fuck out, then guess what? These are the people who deserve it. So I just think sometimes,
as far as who should be legendary, who shouldn't, I think that they're making too many people legendary now to take the validity out of being a legend. Sometimes I feel like, well, shit, what does it mean to be a legend? Everybody's legendary. When I first started voguing, everyone on there knows that it was hard. It was hard. They looked at us as the children who cleaned the floor. They didn't look at us as vogue. They didn't say, oh, we was performing. They thought we were not. Those are little peer rats that vogue, and that shit is ridiculous, and get out of here. One time somebody came to a house meeting and said, I think we should just give it to all the vogue fans.
Let me say this, too, because I'm going to get off the phone. Kelly, I wasn't trying to disrupt the recap, but I just thought it was getting a little heated. And I always, you know how I feel about violence and stuff like that. And I felt like the next phone call from another house or another person was going to be that argument, because I heard it in Booty's voice. I heard it in Aquan's voice. And I just really think that's not what this show is really about. It's, yes, it's about the shade. Yes, I know how you feel. I know. I know how you feel, Kelly. Listen,
Listen, once you get off the phone, I'm going back into my topic where I was at. I don't give a fuck how the girls sound in their voice, how the girls feel, or what the motherfucking next caller motherfucking think, or what the next caller gonna motherfucking say, bitch. If I get motherfucking confirmed motherfucking tea from sources, I'm going to reveal my tea from sources. And like I have said, over 6 months in advance, honey. When I get motherfucking tea, bitch, I want these girls not to think that I'm getting this tea from people that's not in their house. I'm getting the tea, every motherfucking piece of motherfucking tea or every piece of motherfucking gossip that I motherfucking get is from a bitch in their motherfucking house, bitch. Okay, it's always a motherfucking snake in a motherfucking hole in every motherfucking house you go from Mizrahi on motherfucking down. It's a snake in a hole that's going to spill tea, leak some motherfucking pictures out, or whatever. So I don't want the girls to ever think that any tea that I'm getting is from other motherfucking bitches. You need to look inside your motherfucking house. And on that note, I'm about to take some more callers. Thank you, Malala, for
that answer is true.
Kelly,
thank you, Malala, for calling in. Thank you, Raven, for definitely calling in. The next caller is a private caller. You're on the air on the Moment of Truth. I mean, too. Shit, they got me all fucked up on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, private caller.
Hey, y'all. This is Lollipop from the chat room. I got a question. What status comes after Icon?
I'll have the slightest idea.
Jackson.
What?
I thought it was celebrity.
Jackson.
What?
All
right. Thank you, Gorla.
Yes.
Kelly, the girl said, why could you put on everybody's tea, but because your girlfriend, you don't want to spill who he was talking about?
What?
They said, how could you put on everybody else's tea, but you know who he was talking about, and you don't want to put it out because it's your girlfriend?
I know exactly who he was talking about, but I'm not going to put it out. If Milan wanted to put it out, Milan will put it out himself. And I'm not saying that I know. I'm saying the 19 IMs that came.
Well, okay, then they said if that's IM in the chat room, then your girlfriend should take it as shit if you put out the name that they're saying in the chat room.
Well, Ms. Dang, like I said all the time, Ms. Dang, honey, baby, I'm a whole different breed of what anybody else is. Kelly does what Kelly wants to do. And I'm not going to put it out there, Ms. Thing. If the Milan wants to say,
well, I am into me and I'll spill it.
If any of the bitches or anybody that wants to say it, they can say it themselves. And any of those IMs that IM me the name that they think Milan was talking about, y'all know Jennifer's screen name. Y'all can give it.
They said it was
Jennifer.
Tony Milan.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Next caller is 312-479. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? So we recapping. What are we recapping? The balls that happened this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
I have
something that happened. I don't want to put nobody out there like that, but it's just, I just felt like after a certain somebody won, then the category was $1,000. Why the fuck wasn't nobody told that so bitches could have really went out there and did their best? They thought they was voting for a trophy. But then after a certain body wins, it's $1,000. That was one. Number two is they said vote for $1,000 and bring the outfit that you won in. and the child came out here. I truth of the matter is, I think that the rest of the people, now it's no shade on the child because after she won, she gave me $20. I live for her down. She's a nice girl. She's a real nice girl. But she came out there. She did the category and said, Vogue, he said, bring it in the net. Now, I've never seen nobody win $1,000 with a pair of purple jeans on and a white T-shirt. It just behooves me. But I guess everybody else like me, because I thought maybe she was opening up a production for somebody or something like that. But then you see the girls that's dressed, and it took too long to come out there, and the child ended up winning, so they got to vote for absolutely nothing. And I just didn't think that was fair.
Oh.
Because they said that he was the only person that came out there for the category.
Well, I didn't think it was fair because they did say, counting down to zero, what did they want them to do? Now, if they was going to chop him, they should have chopped him. But if they didn't chop him, automatically.
No, but what I'm saying is if they're going to make exceptions because nobody else came out there, they say, okay, he won. Why did they? No, this is what I'm saying. They said that nobody else can come out there and walk for the 1,000 because they didn't come down when they count down. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Now, but they also said, come in the outfit that you wore when you won $1,000.
None of the judges knew that because they didn't read what they wanted to.
Well, then the judges should be scolded for that.
Oh, shit.
Scolded. You heard that, Jenny?
What?
Scolded. They should be scolded for that.
Scolded.
The promoter was supposed to read the category before that. So it ain't the judges' fault. They scored him for Vogan, and he got his 10. He was the only one, so the category is closed. You can't reopen it just because somebody didn't make the category.
Andre, you were the judge. Why didn't you drop him? You knew the category.
I did not know the category. Until
you knew the category
me.
Because that's why you
that's
didn't walk
lie.
For
No, wait a minute. That's a lie. That's a fucking lie. Because I told Marco myself that I was thinking about walking the category. And then I said, Marco, you could put me on any half. It don't even matter to me. And he put me on the first half, and I sat there, so I didn't know the category. And then I knew that it was Vogue open to all, but I didn't know that you had to win
wait a minute.
To have a certain outfit.
Yeah, that's true, but wait a minute. I remember specifically
Hold on, wait, hold on. I just got an IM and said all cash was awarded, who got that air? All the cash that was, all the $1,000 was sponsored by the principal, and it was posted, and Marco posted this on Walk For Me Wednesday, the date.
No, that's not true because
listen, Rick, let me finish.
You know what, at the end of the line, at the end of the day, and Ray, you can take this personal as well as everybody else. When somebody don't like somebody, they actually come and they try to say whatever the fuck they want to say because they might don't like them. So they bring their personal reasons into this. And truthfully, Marco, I'm on your fat ass.
I love Marco. That's my sister.
I think a lot of people do not like Marco for whatever reason.
Everybody don't like Marco, but it was not posted up there when he had the categories, but it was posted the day after the ball on Walk For Me Wednesday, and I have the link, and I'm about to hit the link in the chat room that the categories was $1,000 the day after the ball was over. Since everybody
That sounds contradicting right there. You could post that, but you don't know if it was on there before. You go about what somebody said now if it was on there before.
When you post something up there on Walk For Me Wednesday, it has
it
to be
the date.
Posted.
And not to mention, Andre, you offered her, he took the mic. He took the mic and said, I didn't tell anybody this beforehand, but my principal donated $1,000 because she was so moved by Vogue Evolution. So $1,000 is awarded to Angel Herrera. So nobody knew about it beforehand, Andre.
Oh, okay. Well, if that was said, because I didn't listen to all his words, it could have been said because he did say something in that order. I don't know exactly what he said. So I listened to the tape once I get a DVD. But if that was said, I understand your argument. But at the same time, I think only arguments come up like this is when someone is bickering with someone and don't like someone.
Well, who's bickering? That's my sister.
You don't see
or maybe it's just at a distance. Maybe it's just sister at a distance, bitch.
No, seriously, that's my sister. I said when fair is fair and right is right. Now I'm not getting up here. I'm not reading. I'm saying.
But nobody would have never been bickering about this or knew about this if Andre ain't come and put it out there.
and the only reason.
He outside.
And the only reason that I put it out there is because four different people called me from different houses saying the same thing. So I wanted Marco to come in there and tell me.
Just because you're going away don't mean you can do whatever you want to do. It don't work that way, Ray.
Oh, Ray, get off the phone, Ray. Thank you for calling in, Ray. Next caller is 443-934. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
It's the Orange, right? Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Marquise!
Marquise.
Hey, Marquise, what's going on?
Nothing, I was just calling because I heard my
name.
Wait,
hold on. You didn't even say hi to me, Marquise.
I did.
He
I said,
did
I
say that.
Hey, Andre.
Oh,
hey, Jennifer.
Oh, what's going on, Marquise?
Nothing, chilling. No, I was just calling because I heard Malone mention my name, but like I didn't have no problem with the other names that he said, but you can use my name as an example because I earned what I was got, what I got.
How long you been out? How long you been voguing? How long you been voguing?
I started walking balls in 1989. I started voguing in 2002 at Philly,
okay,
at the Crystal Free Ball. I was walking in D.C.,
yeah,
Virginia, Baltimore, New York, and Philly. But then, like, recent and stuff, like, over the years, I started going to, like, Chicago and then L.A. and stuff. But I've been walking for years.
Yeah.
And then when I was random, when she gave the legend to me, it wasn't something that I was waiting on. I was surprised. I was shocked. It wasn't like, oh, tonight I'm going to be legend. Or it just I like walking balls and I like having fun. And every time I walk balls, I win or I lose. I do it because I like doing it. A lot of people just waiting for the status to come get on them. And it's not worth it. It should be both fun.
Thank you.
Well, if something going to come to you, if something going to come to you, it's going to come to you. Like the other day, I'm Jake Ball. I was surprised when Jay gave me the little
boy. Marquise, Milan is back on the phone. Milan.
I'm back on the phone?
Yes, you're back.
Oh, well, let me say something to you. I never said that I did not see you as a legend, so I don't know what.
I wasn't saying. I just said you couldn't have used me for example is what you were talking about.
Let me be clear what I said. When you go, if you think about performance and you think about Vogue Femme, those three girls are probably besides Prince and I mean besides Pony and Deshaun, myself or somebody else, are the people who pop in your head. And I was not taking anything away from you. I never said
That's your opinion, though.
You're talking about an opinion, and it was nothing derogatory towards you. My point was to bring up three people, individuals who deserve the status that I have, that you have, and a lot of other people have. It was nothing to take away from how you've been voguing or how long you've been voguing and who you've been voguing against, because I could give a fuck. What I said was I was making it clear that it was three people out there who have been turning it and bringing the category for years, and their status should be deemed to them before a lot of other people.
I understand what you said about that. I have no problem about that. The three names that you said.
Jasmine Couture presents the Collections Ball. Class starts Saturday, October 17, 2009, at the Lab in New York City. After many months in the making, the category is here. Schoolboy Realist for $5,000. Which schoolboy will make it to the top and walk away with the $5,000 grand prize? That's not it. You asked for it, and here it is. The After School Cat Fight. Female figure performance for $5,000. No production, no props, just bring it. That's October 17th in New York City. For more info on all the categories and other mini grand prizes, please visit myspace.com/ Jasmine's Collection.
We are back.
We are back.
But baby, that's what I love. I love this radio because this radio serves up wrong.
Baby.
The bitches be wet, sour,
wow,
dry, happy.
Yes, because when you be too humble, the girls would want to feel it on your time.
Wow, Artie. It's about to get Sophia up in here.
The atmosphere.
Switchboard, to my caller that's about to call in, that's listening to the show, Switchboard doesn't see your number that you send me that I send over. Switchboard doesn't see it. Press 1 if you're on the line, honey. It's about to get fierce up in here, baby, honey. I woke up the show. Milan came and stirred it up a little more, and now the children are definitely calling in. To my caller that's about to call in, Switchboard doesn't see that number, so press 1 or send me the last 4 digits of the number, and I'll have Switchboard just call you straight on in, honey. It's about to get hot up in here, bitch. It's hard, bitch. I got to turn my air conditioner on, bitch. You know, I ain't got my air conditioner on, honey. I got to turn her on, honey. Because, baby.
At the end of the day, if everybody say their opinion, just say it in a respectful way because you don't need to be.
Send me the hold on. Send me the last 4 digits of the number and I'll have Switchboard call you. Oh, baby, it's going to get fierce, honey. Okay, hold
but
on,
see,
honey.
A lot of people take stuff offensively, too. Like, for instance, they was like, well, Pony Vogue is worldwide more than you and this and that. Don't take it offensive. That's their opinion. Whatever they say, they're going to say anyway. Live your life, honey. That's their opinion. Whatever they're going to say.
Oh. Baby. Baby. Oh, my God. Chill. I can't wait.
Like, come on.
One of the overseers. Hold on. It's still raking. Hold on, honey.
Hello.
One of the overseers of the House of Milan, the icon.
I don't need no introduction. I don't need no introduction. Okay, I'm going to get this clear. I'm not here to yell. I'm not here to scream. I never call into this show and question anything that anybody does. But in my day, and Andre, you're from my day, we had to walk and earn ours. No one gave us. We didn't have to call into a show and ask when we're going to get it. None of that. Okay, and Andre, you know I don't give a damn about no eye concepts and none of that. This is about having fun. That's what it's about. I walked from 86 to 92. I went to college, came back in 93, walked legendary category that my people before me allowed me to walk, got my status. I don't know where Icon came from, and it's all well and all good. See it, don't see it, it doesn't motherfucking matter, because the bottom line is they call me the show and talk about me. Never have I called them the show and talked about anybody or any other show. Don't have to, don't need to. That's not how you do it when you're really supposed to be fast. Not underneath, not over above, none of that. Can you hear me, Kelly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, everybody can hear you.
Okay, none of that. I don't like shit like that. I was that queen's auntie until we got into it. Now, I'm all these tired people and all this. I still don't even talk about him because what goes on between me and him is between me and him. But I will say this much. After I did what I was supposed to do, then I had to reaffirm a house after my two sisters died. And I have been doing that since Atlanta first, back to New York, then down to Florida. Never switching houses all over the motherfucking place. I knew where I wanted to be, and I knew I needed to help to build to get it to where it is to this day. I have what's called loyalty. I am truly old school. I have a problem with anybody calling here talking about anybody. Marquise is talented. Pony is talented. Prince is talented. Laomi, they're all talented in their own little way. That's what's wrong with this scene right now. Instead of giving people their homage, you want to tear bitches down and say who should be first, second, and third. Andre, me and you don't agree on a lot of stuff sometimes, but I will say one thing. You said one thing that was right. In the Oscars, people win before other people win. It doesn't say they didn't deserve it. It just says that wasn't their time right then and there for whatever the reason was.
That's right.
That's all there is to it. That summed it all up. There was no need for no back and forth bickering about how somebody felt or what they said. We all got feelings. We all feel
right.
A certain kind of way. Don't make none of us 100% right. And I'm not going to be on this show and read nobody, but what I don't like is somebody having, especially somebody who said they were my friend, but because we have an altercation and all of a sudden it's some new shit. Now I got a problem. And I'm not going to be on this show. I'm not going to bicker back and forth. We will see each other. And whatever happens, we're going to talk like grown women with big titties, or we're going to act like two jackasses. It does not matter to me. But I didn't come on here to read. I came on here to set the record straight. I know what I've done. I'm not going to go down no resume or shit because it's not important to do a resume. If you know who you are, can't nobody, like I said before on another show, can't nobody give you shit. You know who you are. Okay? And back in my day, they had a category. You had to walk it and win it to get it. Now, can I be a legend? Well, I'm a legend. Girl, I'm sick of this shit. No shade. Because call me shady or whatever, but Andre, you can say, you've been with me, Andre. We've talked. You never hear me get into that. Who I feel should be, who shouldn't. You never heard me talk about that. I have a problem with that. Even if you make an innuendo about me, I know it's personal. I have a problem with that. I'm not going to get into what happened between us. They know it's personal, and that's all there is to it. Andre, I see the show is kind of trying to change around. Ms. Kelly, you are still carrying. Still carrying. But, you know, I just have a problem with that. Because if I have a problem with you personally, I'm not bringing it to no radio show. I'm not going on a Walk to Be Wednesday. None of that. We grown-ass men or women, whatever you want to call yourself, call the person. Let them know how you feel. That's the problem with the scene right now. Now, that's one of the problems with the scene. Period. Mm-mm. I didn't mean to take up your last 5 minutes. I just wanted to make sure I clear that bullshit up.
Oh, no, we're here for a little bit more time, honey. You know it's hot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Tony.
Actually, no shade, Andre. It was really actually nice meeting you. I was gagging at me and you were getting along with no shade.
Yeah, we got along that day, you know. Every 4 months we have an argument, bitch.
Right. It's no tea, but see, we can do that. We can do that. I don't have a problem with having an argument with a person or having when it's a disagreeable argument about some bullshit. If it's something that, you know, it's just a little bit.
Oh, hold on. Tony, Switchboard just IM'd me and said Milan would like to talk to you. Would you like to talk to Milan?
What Milan can do? Then what Milan can do is do it how Milan should have done it. He can hit me up on Yahoo, I can give him my number, and we can converse that way. That is how women do it.
Okay.
That's how women do it, converse.
So Milan, Tony.
That's how real women do it. Because that bullshit with
bullshit. No. Milan just hit me up and he said, no, add me. Tony doesn't want to go through bickering and back and forth. He said,
That's what I understand. This is what I'm going to understand. I'm going to say this. You gave your opinion, fine. I give my opinion, fine. It's done. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't see you, all this other stuff. This is how I feel. You said how you felt. Andre, you gave him 30 minutes to say how he felt. I don't have 30 minutes to waste. I'm not going to give nobody 30 minutes of my time. I now said how I felt. I didn't read him. I'm not going to read him. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I have no reason to read him. What my opinion is should stay there sometimes. People's opinion sometimes should stay just that, an opinion. You know what I'm saying? I have never had anything negative to say about him. And so I'm going to see some T's. I always say that. See some T's. Well, I used to say she's some T's and I love her, but I don't say that no more.
Okay, well, Milan, Tony said you can hit him up on Yahoo and he'll speak to you on Yahoo and he'll give you his number and y'all can talk on the phone. He doesn't want to go back and forth on the radio show. So you got Tony's Yahoo, you hit him up on Yahoo. Okay.
Thanks.
Wait, I have something. You know, I don't usually do this, but Andre, you put Ray on the phone and my sister wanted to say something right quick.
Oh,
Hello, guys. This is not Boogie. Listen, Kelly, I don't know what you're talking about. What icon from the House of Ebony said that this we didn't
get. Hold on. Let me, baby. Hold on. Let me. Hold on. Let me close one. Let me close one interview, and I'll get to you.
I'm hanging up. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Andre. Bye, Kelly. Bye.
See,
goodbye,
Tony. Okay.
Yes.
Now we have to hold on. We have
yes.
to let Jerry Icon herself, Mother Sonia Ebony, on the line. For all you girls in the chat room that wanted her on the line, she is not on the line, honey. Okay.
What icon said that though? You tell all the tea. What icon said it? It's not me in our house. Which one?
Let me know,
so we can torture and send her on, and she can be an icon in someone else's house.
Which one?
If you look at the tape, I had the cash in my hand. I gave it to Dee Dee myself, and it was $7,200 in there. Not $75. It was $7,200 to be exact. Because it was only supposed to be 7, but we gave her 72.
Yeah, that is true, and I know it was supposed to be 7. Everybody else got it mixed up saying 75,
yeah.
But I knew it was 7.
But Kelly, Sanaya, pump the tea, girl. Get it hot.
Sanaya, I was just informed by Switchboard not to answer that question and for you to
get
in hot.
Sanaya,
Switchboard said for you to call Switchboard directly, and Switchboard will tell you exactly which icon.
But that's not getting it.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I agree with you, Sanaya. Y'all brung it on the motherfucking radio. Y'all brung it on the radio. Let it out on the radio. That's the case.
Exactly. We brought it on the floor. Let's leave it on the floor.
That's right. Don't sit here. You know, this is the shit. Now it seems like the radio is phony. Y'all can sit here and bring people up here and say what we're saying, but y'all don't want to bring up the name that said it. If the bitch said it, the bitch said it. He's an icon. He should not be scared of anybody.
Exactly. She sure should, whoever she is, in the House of Ebony, that's the icon. It's not.
So I agree with her. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I definitely agree with Sanaya, bitch.
If
somebody really said it, it's for their name to come up.
You're not going to disclose that information, Kelly?
I'm trying to get confirmation for Switchboard. I'm trying
Kelly,
to get confirmation.
You're not the bad bitch that I know. You're not the bad bitch that I know. Just say
bitch,
it.
Bitch, you know, bitch. Let me tell
you
something, honey. I don't need fucking confirmation because, you know, bitch, I'm not scared of a motherfucking soul or a motherfucking bitch. Let me make it motherfucking hot for you motherfucking girls tonight.
If
y'all want me to make it motherfucking hot, the motherfucking tea came down from Miss Hillary Clinton, her motherfucking self, bitch.
I don't know her. Who's that?
You don't know Miss Hillary Clinton in the House of Ebony?
I know No, I don't.
Miss Hillary Clinton.
Not the one that's down with a bomb. Are you talking about who?
I'm talking about Miss Smith and my Betty herself.
Just say
who's
name,
that? Say the name. Say the name, bitch.
Ebony.
Who?
Stuart said this.
Well, ooh. Realistically, how would Stuart know about anything that was in my hand?
Well, baby, I'm giving you the tea. Y'all wanted the tea, honey. Now I'm giving y'all the tea.
Well, Stuart, I don't know. Maybe we can get Stuart on this phone tonight because that's totally untrue.
Ooh.
That's totally untrue. I'm letting you know.
Maybe somebody could get Stuart on it because if they put Stuart's name in it, it had to come from somewhere.
Well, baby, it came from.
Let you know they got all of that dough, baby.
It came from someplace. Let me tell you something.
Granted, we didn't have the categories, but we made it our business to give that money away. We made it.
Listen, let me tell you something. Tea that comes through here, honey, I don't put out anything. I don't put out tea. When something is given to me, honey, I read everything that comes across the air, and I put
it
out
everything. It depends. If she's your girlfriend, you don't read it.
Mistake. It's been many things they said about my girlfriends that I haven't read.
Basically, many things that they said about me, they always say stuff about me. But, girl, at the end of the day,
they're going to clap at the end of the day and hurt them. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let them drag anybody's name through the mud that I consider a friend and a girlfriend and a family member outside of the thing.
Realistically, sister, this is about the public's voice, the gay community's voice. Let them express themselves. If you can read some things, read them all. It doesn't matter. Anybody that takes it personal shouldn't be on this line in the first place. This is extracurricular, just like ballroom is. Anybody that takes it personal from here, sad
for
them.
And I keep telling these girls don't take that stuff personal like that.
Come on. If you're secure with yourself, people that don't even know you. Affect you.
Hold on. Told the one of the girls that walked face that Dee Dee won because she was the lowest bidder that just came over my screen.
I'm a be real with you, sweetie. We was running around trying to do so much preparation. We didn't have time to do no bidding and no pleading and none of that. Please, and I really don't believe that Stuart told you this. I mean, if in fact
it wasn't told to me. It was told to other sources, and the other sources that when they went around to other film queens and asked other film queens, and it was said that it was so, and that's how it came back to me.
But you already know they got to make it hot. That was because the girls that was mad because they felt like they should have won. They had to pump some type of tea in the equation. You already know that's how it goes.
Well, I'm just telling you, buddy.
But I'm just telling you, girl, we gave them coins away. Now, you can say we had a flop. We didn't do all the categories like you were insinuating. I put all that the indie window just earlier today. But we gave them coins away, and you got to give us that.
But say yes,
remember
I did give you.
Remember that big, bold, and beautiful you had the girls preparing for and never had? We swept that under the rug. What's the problem?
I've been saying, but it's all.
Don't do that, sister. I love you to pieces.
But no. You have to realize, honey, our ball got canceled due to technical difficulties.
But it's great that you guys are redeeming yourself and having one coming up soon. I love that. But let's not put the shining light on us and try to make us look bad when we all make mistakes in this scene, okay?
No,
we're not the only how. We all do. No one in this
we
scene.
We all. You're
perfect.
Right about that. And I'm glad you said that because a lot of people act like they don't bite bullets, bitch. This whole ballroom make mistakes.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody, let me tell you something. But I want to thank you for definitely calling
me. Well, I love
you,
sis. You know I love you. Okay, you're wrapping me up. Wrap me up.
Yeah, I'm wrapping you up.
You see, I'm in rare form, bitch. I'm ready tonight. You wrap
oh,
me
you're
up.
Ready. Oh,
right.
You're ready tonight? You're ready tonight? Because a lot of callers are
motherfucking ready, Miss Singh.
Okay, well, since you're ready tonight, honey, a lot of callers had a lot of things to say about the Ebony Ball, honey. So since you're ready tonight, honey, caller Sanaya is on the air, and she's ready tonight for all the callers that was asking for you for the last 2 weeks after the Ebony Ball. They was asking, why haven't you came back on the show since the Ebony Ball? $7,000 and the 7 category flop, the girls have been asking about you. So since you on the air, you're ready. I have a caller. 6, 7, 8, 7.
Only way I'll address the call, they would have to state their name because they know who they're talking to.
Okay, y'all heard her. Y'all, the only way she's going to answer anything, you have to address your name. 678-735, you're on the air on the recap board with the icons and the legends. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly, Andre, Sanaya, and Jennifer? This is Clayton Chanel. First of all, I don't have anything to say to Sanaya. I have something to say to you, Kelly. My thing about it was, I've been listening to the show from the beginning. You came on and you said somebody told you high up in the Ebony's, an icon, you're going by hearsay, okay? And first of all, and thank you, Andre and Sanaya, for clearing what I just said. You're taking away from BD's coming in into the scene.
Listen, Clayton. Hold on. This is what we're not gonna do. Nor you or any caller is going to come on this show and first of all me. First of all, I do not like people to first of all me. When you see seems like when somebody's first of all me, it seems like somebody's checking me. Nobody checks me. Okay, so we can start this whole conversation over, and you can say what you got to say, but leave the first of all out of the whole situation. Hello? Andre?
I'm here.
Clayton, are you there?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Clayton.
The first thing is that you're taking away from her coming being the first Sim Queen face to win $7,000 in the scene, okay? If you didn't clear up your connections, as you call yourself a journalist, or clear up wherever you got it from, but you came on and say an icon in the scene. Now you're putting out saying that Stewart told whoever, and you don't know that for sure. So you're starting, excuse my language, shit with other houses. If you're going to call yourself a journalist, make sure you check your stuff before you put stuff out. Don't come in. I understand you need to boost your ratings to get a bigger check and stuff like that to get the line.
How do you do it?
But don't come in calling stuff.
Clayton, you better start, Clayton. Clayton, wait, one thing. Clayton,
Clayton, first of all, hold on. Child, let me tell you something. Nobody would ever listen. Let me tell both of y'all something. Okay? Nobody will never know exactly what Diddy got because a bitch ain't never going to actually tell the motherfucking truth. And I don't have to boost. Listen, hold on. And I don't need to boost my motherfucking ratings about motherfucking anything, about any motherfucking thing, baby. I don't need to boost my ratings. My ratings is already motherfucking up there, bitch, and they're going to motherfucking stay up there. I don't need to talk about the House of Chanel to boost my ratings. I don't need to talk about the House of Ebony to boost my motherfucking ratings, bitch. I'm a motherfucking household motherfucking name. No motherfucking bats, okay? Talking about any Ebony, talk about anybody. I don't need any of that to boost nobody's motherfucking ratings. Talk about nothing. So don't ever come and say I need somebody to boost my motherfucking ratings. The ratings are motherfucking there, baby. The ratings is bigger than motherfucking Tom's show would ever motherfucking been, bitch, and any other motherfucking show out there. The motherfucking ratings is bigger than all of the motherfucking shows. So I don't need a motherfucking thing to boost my motherfucking rating. Kelly boosts her motherfucking self every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when she get on this motherfucking show because the girls will love my motherfucking voice. So, bitch, whatever I put out, whether it's false or whether it's right, bitch, I'm going to put it the fuck out there because I'm mean, bitch. I'm big, I'm bad, I'm bold, I'm sexy, and I'm motherfucking beautiful. How the fuck you doing? Now, I want to thank you, Clayton, for definitely calling in, and I want to thank you, Sanaya, for definitely calling in. Have a good night. Switchboard, next caller. And no to the girls in the chat room, I am not upset. Switchboard, please. Played my sister for the commercial, and we're going to take a break. Never upset. Just had to let the girls know for the record. Thank you.
MC's the light. People call me Milk. Bitch. This radio station, I love it, bitch. You have happy moments. You have sad moments. You have exciting moments. You have drama moments. You have fierce moments. You have outrageous moments. Bitch, this radio is a fucking key. But no one takes nothing personal. It's just a part of talking, okay? Just have fun, live life, and be dramatic. Switchboard, make some sounds because I can't hear anything. I am really gagging. The night took off in the name, bitch. Baby? What, Jenny? Jenny on the block. Are you there? Are you there? Bitch.
That answer is...
Well, you know what? I think basically... Why I think this radio really takes off is, one, I think this radio is basically needed for the scene to make it grow. You might don't think it make it grow, but it definitely makes it grow if everybody listen to the bad, the good, and the ugly. Meaning, don't take it personal. This is just something that we need to listen to. Regardless if they're attacking me, if they're attacking Kelly, if they're attacking another house, take whatever they say, breathe from it, learn from it, and keep moving. There's no reason to sit here and act like you want to fight for it, because it ain't nothing but words. And if words could kill you, you don't even need to be in the ballroom scene. And that's the bottom line. Grow from it, move from it, work from it, and let it go. Because that's basically how the scene is. And the only reason it's more exciting now is because it's worldwide. Everybody can hear you from any other state live. So that's why the radio is taking off, and everybody finally is at one. We are as one on this radio, meaning this is our family. This is our field. This is the gay community that we built. So by us all standing together and giving our drama together, regardless if we liking or hating or arguing or fighting at that time, it's still a part of us. Just let it go. Just let it go. After the radio is over with, laugh about it, kiki about it, and keep moving and let it go. That's what everybody needs to do, including Andre, everyone. Because it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Let it go. For real.
Whew. Baby.
I don't know. But, baby, the next ball is in Dallas. This weekend, Gay Pride in Dallas. So I hope everybody can come out. Runway is grand prize. Performance is grand prize. And Best Dressed is grand prize. And some of the other categories is cash and trophy. And this is in Dallas this Saturday. It should be really, really hot. The balls start at 3 a.m. on Saturday night going into Sunday. It should be really fun in this Gay Pride weekend. So, you know, everybody's going to be down there having fun and doing them. And just come, be safe, have condoms. If you're fucking, whatever you're doing, just be safe. All right? And that's how it goes. And that's it. And that's when the $10,000 flyer will be circulating in the air for January 23rd, Vogue's. Remember, you only got a few spots for everybody. It's not 1,000 spots, so everybody has to call and register and make sure you are in for your spot. So, and if you want to see the flyer, you could go on Walk For Me. The flyer is listed on Walk For Me now, but it would definitely be out at a ball near you. And that means the next ball this weekend, it'll be out, and from then everyone will have this flyer. So if you are voguing for the 10,000, make sure you get the flyer and make sure you register, because there's a lot of different things that you need to know and learn before this ball comes. So I'm just making sure. All right? So make sure everybody knows if you're going to perform, and there's a lot of performers in this world, and everybody cannot perform, meaning everybody cannot enter. I'm only letting 30 to 50 people enter, and already a lot of people is calling me already, so whoever these 30 to 50 people, that's it, period. And it's a breakdown with four different part 1, 2, 3, and 4 before the winners. It ain't no such thing as you're battling to the end, so anybody can win this money. Be on point and come serve for 10,000, and you'll be the first Voga of the millennium ever to win 10,000, and it ain't no houses. There's one winner, letting you all know. All right, Switchboards, are they back yet? Where they at? Where the girls at? Where the girls, the girls, the girls. They came to play this weekend, honey. They are talking online. They can't wait the Mondays, bitch. Hello? Anybody online?
Hello.
Jennifer? Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. What about Jenny? Is she back?
I don't know.
Sadie. Things that make you go, mm.
Yes, Sadie. Things that make you go, Yes. How you doing, honey? But you know, Andre, me and Chucky been together 1 year today, honey. Today's our anniversary.
Together with somebody for a year and 2 years and 3 years. I've been together with one person for 9 years. After that, I could never find nobody. And every time I went with somebody, it was 2 years in relationships. And everybody sluts and everybody want to run around and have different people. Find one bitch and try to live your life. You a lip girl?
Yes, honey.
You live longer. Don't go around fucking everything you see. Everything ain't healthy these days. I know that. Yeah. Gay Tay, I'm on the radio right now. You're calling my other line, Gay Tay. You have to call in the radio, honey. I cannot click over.
Jahira. Hello. Jahira,
yeah.
There's just so much going on my IMs, honey. Jahira, are you there? Thank you, Susan. Thank you. And since we're recapping, honey, thank you, TJ, since we are recapping, they said, who is it, Red, that won in the ball this weekend?
Yeah, Red Ebony. Red Ebony, yeah.
They said
all...
the outfit that he wore was from the hip-hop ball in Columbus. That he won $1,000 in. Did he win $1,000?
Yeah, you had to win $1,000 to enter. He won $1,000 there. So I guess he was dressed like regular jeans and a T-shirt. So that's what they wore when he won for $1,000, I guess. So.
Yes. Hold on, Andre. You talk for a minute. Hold on.
Well, just like I said, regardless whoever wins any category, you're always going to have lovers and haters. So just take it. When you win, I don't care if you deserved it 100%. Somebody's always going to say something like, oh, child, she looked fierce, so she shouldn't have won. That's it. When they start talking about you, that means you're in a spot where you are starting to be somebody, or you're somebody in the ballroom scene. So you have to take that with it. Take the strive with it. If they're going to read, let them read, and you keep pumping. You don't have time to be sitting here arguing with them every time they read. Yeah, they're going to read to the day you die. And once you die, they still might read you while you're in your casket. And once you're in the ground, they still might read you. So let them read, pump, pay it. Pump, pay it, read. All of that. Because that's what's happening these days. Period. Period. So definitely another thing is my birthday this year. I'm doing half of Wednesday and Thursday in Atlanta, but then me and 10 of my friends, as we hitting it and going to the Poconos for a long weekend, maybe 5 days for my birthday, and have some fun on the trip. So I don't know exactly where exactly we're going. So we're supposed to go to the Poconos, but we are definitely going in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So that should be fun and exciting. Then I'm big out for Mama D. She having her little birthday ball on a Wednesday, so I'm going to bring that up, as well as Hurley Cherry's having her birthday thing on a Wednesday, and a few other people's having birthday things on Wednesday. And I think NASM is having a ball on the 3rd of November. I think it's the 3rd of November, if I know the date. They having their ball that they do once a year, a free ball. They having.
Hello?
Yeah. So,
hello.
Some of the ball that's happening. And then,
Andre?
You know, Fred is definitely having. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Where's Jennifer at?
I don't know, but I was talking. Hold on. Fred is definitely having a ball Halloween weekend, the 31st of October, in Atlanta, Georgia. I think
hello?
It's a hardball.
Hello?
Hello?
Where was you at?
Listen, Andre.
I'm talking, honey. Both quiet. And then after that is the first Rumble Ball with Jack and Fred that Sunday. So that should be – can't discuss about the situation. So everybody come out and support everybody and have fun. And then we'll read on that day too, because every day is a reading day. So you have to take the good with the bad after every ball. And after January 23rd, when they have the 10,000, they're going to come back that Monday and read too. You have to get ready for every read for anybody to have a ball, regardless if I give a ball or whoever. A read is definitely going to come through that Monday. Some kind of read. So we just got to get used to that. Okay.
Come hello?
Through. Why was I muted?
What?
Why was I muted?
You muted that long? I didn't know what you was. I was like, Jennifer.
It wasn't just you. It was both of us. It was both of
you
us.
You've been back on the phone.
Yeah, we was calling your name and you wasn't saying nothing.
No, I was muted. Listen, let me just say this, please. Because Andre, as many times you put Ray on the phone, Kelly, as many times you put people on the phone, and because I called Sanaya so she can voice her opinion, I was muted.
It wasn't just
okay,
you was muted.
I was muted too.
What are you talking about?
What was my purpose of being muted? I wasn't yelling. I wasn't doing anything of the sort.
I got this. I have this. Jennifer, are directing this to the wrong people. Direct it to who you feel that is in charge of Switchboard. Do not sit here and act like me and Kelly are doing this because you know better. So if you really want to say something, you say it, and you say it directly.
Well, I'm asking, why was I muted?
I was muted because I was yelling and going on a rampage. You was muted because you had Sanaya on your phone, and we got rid of Clayton, and we got rid of Sanaya.
But,
and that's why you was muted.
But Andre had Ray Ray on the phone earlier. Nobody complained about Ray Ray being on Andre's line.
Ray Ray did not stir me up.
It has nothing to do with stir. First of all, this is what I'm not understanding. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream. What I'm saying is, when everybody call in with dirt and mess and all this other stuff, it goes by. Y'all called Tony. Tony called in and said what he had to say. Sanaya was trying to get through the line. She could not have gotten through.
Jennifer, listen. Let me tell you something, Jennifer. Sanaya, the same way along with myself, Andre, and whoever else deals with the show, okay, we all know exactly who runs everything. Sanaya knows exactly how to get through if she wants to get through.
Hold on.
Why wasn't that said for Ray Ray when Andre put Ray Ray on the phone?
Listen. Sanaya knows how to reach Switchboard or Jasmine when she needs to get on the phone. That's why you were muted. So good night, Jennifer. Kelly, you were muted because you were getting all hostile and all loud. So good night, Kelly. Andre, end the show.
Ooh. Well, I guess we are at the end of the show because I think the show is, and you know what, tonight was iconic, bitch. I am gagging in the name of Jerusalem, bitch. What the fuck is going on, bitch? I am cringing. You know what? I love this radio. Like I said, this radio is a foundation for the future, bitch. This radio eats it in the name of Hawkspit, bitch, because I am really cringing. Okay, well, I'm going to be Kelly, man. I'm going to eat it right now. I'm Kelly. Well, this is the legendary mother from New York City. I love everybody from the radio station. I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. Now I'm Jennifer. Toodaloo, y'all girls. This is Jennifer, Mother Evie Sue, and I'll see y'all later. Bye-bye. Now it's Andre. Bitch, I am cringing how the night went, bitch. It was really, you know, I appreciate everything that goes on in this radio because it's live. It gives you attitude. It gives you drama. It lets you know we are in reality here, regardless if you like it or regardless if you don't. This is reality. Take everything and heave and you go with it because this is really reality. This is how they feel. This is how they talk. This is how they sing. This is basically whatever goes on, it's live and it's raw. Completely. That's why I love it, because it ain't no reason to bite between lines and say this and say that. This is what it is, period. This recap show was everything. Good night, everybody. We'll definitely see y'all tomorrow on Tansy Slush Tuesdays. We love everybody, and keep it the way it is, because I love everybody. Everybody call in, regardless if you're reading me, Switchboard, Kelly, Jennifer. Say what the fuck you feel. We say whatever we feel back, and that's how this radio will last. Good night, y'all. Have a nice day, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.